we welcome you to Wilcox Stadium here on the beautiful campus of Benedictine College in Atchison, Kansas, where we've gotten underway and the Ravens are in front 7-0, even though the scoreboard's showing crazy numbers. Welcome, everybody. Joseph in the studio. Tom Couch with you here, field side, and Senior Day 2024 has already come. Final regular season home game for these Benedictine Ravens as they are hosting Central Methodist. Eagles out of Fayette, Missouri, coming into the game today at 1-8, 1-3 in the South Division. Benedictine coming in at 7-2 and 3-1. The Ravens looking to recover after last week's road loss at Mid-America. Last week for Central Methodist, well, it went better. In fact, they broke a 17-game losing streak last week at the expense of first-year program William Woods. Started the game, Ravens had deferred, having won the toss. CMU went 3-and-out. Benedictine took the short punt, drove downfield, and punched it into the end zone, and now they're kicking it away. Benedictine's kick is going to be fielded at the 1. Here comes Central Methodist at the 15, and short of the 20-yard line. Eagles are going to begin their second possession of the afternoon. 1st and 10 at their own 19-yard line. It's 7-0 Benedictine at 9:40 to go in the opening quarter. Welcome, everybody, to Atchison, Kansas, and college football on K-Radio this afternoon. The Raven touchdown scored by Dalton Witherspoon, by the way. Dalton with Harry Balke knocking through the kick. Dalton Witherspoon, 5 carries in that first series, already 24 yards. And the Ravens were doing some kind of weird and different things. I don't know if they're experimenting, if they're just playing around, if they're testing things. Now, quarterback is back to throw. He's going to be hit in the backfield. Will fall forward to very near the original line of scrimmage. So we will call that no gain on the play in a 2nd and 10 for CMU. Eagles quarterback by Alvaro is a 6'1", 195-pound sophomore out of Key Biscayne, Florida. He's got a single running back in the backfield with him in Dawson Lomax, a 6-foot junior out of Boonville, Missouri. It'll bring up a 2nd down, 10 at their own 19-yard line. Central Methodist with the football. Motion will come to the right side. Quarterback will hand off, a little straight-ahead run, busting through the line of scrimmage. It's going to be Lomax, and he's going to get now maybe 2 yards on the play. That is the best offensive play so far this afternoon for Central Methodist, who so far today is averaging negative yardage. They are minus 5 yards so far this afternoon. 8.5 to go in the opening quarter and rolling along, Ravens with the early 7-0 lead. Benedictine in the home black uniforms, black helmets, black jerseys, black pants. Red and white lettering and trim for Central Methodist. White jerseys, white pants with green helmets, lettering and trim. 3rd down at about 8. Quarterback back to throw. Looking. Has a man wide open over the middle and hits him at the 30, 35, up to the near the 40-yard line. A nice little quick hitter over the center. And the catch made by the junior from Orlando. That's Max Thomas. It's a 1st and 10, Central Methodist. It is their first down today and their first completion this afternoon. Benedictine starting the ball game with their pretty standard 4-2 defense, that 4-2-5 nickel defense, if you will. Little wraparound handoff. No, quarterback is going to flare to his running back. Coming out of the backfield, will slide to the left side and be bumped out of bounds into his own sideline. Carl Robinson out of Mississippi. Gets 2-3 yards on that 1st down play. It'll bring up for CMU a 2nd down, 8, just across their own 40-yard line. Despite rain all night long here in Atchison, the weather is broken, the clouds are moving out, and it is delightful afternoon. 60 degrees at game time, feels like 56 because of those very brisk winds. They're south-southeast at 14, gusting to 25 miles an hour. 2nd down call. Long count for Central Methodist. Eagles going from left to right. Wraparound handoff, gaping hole left side, 45, 50, 45, down the Raven left sideline, 45, and we're near the 30-yard line. Let's see where they will say the running back is going to be bumped out of bounds. 70% humidity with all of that rain, and barometric pressure is still falling, 29.87. They're going to say CMU stepped out of bounds inside the 30-yard line. So at the Raven 28, here come the Eagles. Central Methodist feeling it a little bit, and the Benedictine defense giving them some yardage in this second possession. One man in the backfield is going to be Lomax. He will take the handoff and straight ahead, gets to the 25, 24, maybe 23-yard line, busting forward, giving five on a first-down run. For Central Methodist, don't expect anything really fancy. It's a team that has just been reeling. Again, they are 1-8 on the season, having won last week against a team who is in its first year of football. So Central Methodist is having some pains. Ravens would not like them to get well here this afternoon. That Raven defense is going to have to stiffen up just a little bit. Second down, five. This time the handoff straight ahead, and again running room down to the 20-yard line. It'll bring up a third down, one. Center by that is just pretty basic stuff. That time they followed their 305-pound, 6-foot freshman left guard, Ashton Baker. Right beside him, the left tackle is 6'3", 240. The center is 5'11", 300. So they are big across the front. Left side is the bigger side on the offensive line for CMU. Now at the Benedictine 20-yard line, it's a third down, one call. Eagles are going to take their time. Play clock now at single digits. QB hands off left side, bouncing outside, picking up a first down, and plenty of room to spare. First and 10 on the wheels of Dawson Lomax. They're going to move the chains. It is first down, Central Methodist. It is crucial. And Gus would have talked about that. We had the keys. It's crucial for Benedictine to just come out here today, play a team that you know that you should beat, a team that you know that you will beat today. Don't take them lightly. Just go out, play hard, dispatch them, come up with a big lead early. Well, they did score in their first possession, but now they've allowed Central Methodist to get a little confidence. Moving the ball now inside of the Benedictine 20-yard line. Jet sweep to the right side, the edge to the 25, 15, 10, still on his feet. Ravens refuse to tackle. It goes down to the 8-yard line. Benedictine playing that hug you game, holding on around the shoulder pads and the biceps, not doing anything to bring Christian Bryce to the ground. And it's going to be very close to another Eagle first down right to the 8-yard line. The officials looking across him. I thought maybe it was going to be first down. They will say second down inches. Inside the Raven 10-yard line. Here comes CMU. They're feeling it a little bit. They brought wide receiver Drake Dudley into the backfield to set up as a fullback. And he's not that big, 6'190". Second down call inside the Benedictine 10. Eagles will turn, handoff, running back, cuts into the middle, picks up the first down. He's down to the 7. Crowd is massive, but really quiet. Since that first possession, they've had very little to get excited about, very little to start jumping up and down about. Ravens are going to bring Abram Phillips into the game, the old Lisa native. One of the many seniors on this BC team. First and goal, Central Methodist. Ravens out of the field would like to see the crowd make a little racket. People in the crowd would like to see the Ravens make a stop. First and goal at the 8, maybe 7-yard line. QB's back, looks left, goes left, fade pattern, deep corner, and it is going to be broken up by Blue Kaplinger. 1, 2, 3. Flags fly. And there is going to be the pass interference in the end zone. So the crew is going to take a moment, and I'm sure it's going to be pretty brief because this is clear.
Pass interference, defense, number 21. Ball will be placed at the 2-yard line. First down.
Well, there you have it. The ball is going to go down to the 2-yard line, and Benedictine with their backs against the wall. Central Methodist looking to get on the board on their second possession of the game, and they're using a lot of clock. That is smart for Central Methodist. Burn some time. Leave the Ravens offense as little time and as few opportunities as possible to control the football. 3 minutes to go in the first quarter. Benedictine up 7-0, but that is in jeopardy. Quarterback will slide down, hand off, tailback, tries outside, doesn't get to the edge. And for some reason, they were looking to sweep short side without the blocking over there. They had big guys, not fast guys. They were not able to get to the outside quickly enough to seal off the edge. So there's going to be nothing there. Matter of fact, they're going to move the ball back to Oh, let's see if they're going to ever set that thing down. They're going to have it just beyond the five. I'm going to call this a six-yard line, spotting of the football. Inside 2.5 to go. See, Central Methodist taking 40 seconds off with each possession. They'll go motion to the right side on the second and goal call. Wide receiver, Carl Robinson, way out to the near side. QB's back, throws left, out of the backfield. It's going to be caught, hit, line of scrimmage. That was an outstanding job by Benedictine and for the Ravens, getting over there and making that stop. And the guy we just talked about coming into the ballgame, Abram Phillips, with that excellent solo tackle. It'll bring up a third and goal, Eagles, as we are inside 2 minutes of play in a rapidly moving opening quarter of college football. Two receivers to the left side and two to the right. Single man to the backfield is going to be Lomax. Your quarterback is now Gavin Watts for CMU. Watts takes it, looks left again. They go to the fade, into the deep corner of the end zone. It is caught, but out of play. And here comes the Central Methodist field goal unit. So the Raven defense, it flexed all the way down into the five-yard line. But then CMU, unable to punch it in, is going to be going for a field goal and looking to get some points on the board. They're going to move back to the 14, a 24-yard field goal effort. Long snapper, Justin Barnes. It'll be held by Evan Workman, your kicker, Oscar Simon. Right foot soccer style. It's down. It's up. He's got plenty of leg on that thing, and it is good. We're going to take a timeout as Central Methodist is on the board. A minute 27 to go in the opening quarter in Atchison, Kansas. It is now Benedictine 7, CMU 3.
Kick off the new season with a visit to an old friend, Mueller's Locker Room. Since 1988, Mueller's has been Atchison's original sports bar and grill, serving up great food, cold beer, and all your favorite spirits. Whether you're hanging out in the dugout or relaxing on the deck, Mueller's is the place to be. Locally owned and operated, it's been the hot spot for good times for over 30 years. Mueller's Locker Room, 120 South 2nd in Atchison, your sports bar for all seasons.
With you here at Wilcox Stadium on this beautiful Benedictine College campus, where this afternoon the clouds have largely gone away, the sun's shining brightly. It is just picture perfect for football today. 60 degrees at kickoff, a brisk southerly breeze, but this is indeed football weather. Now we're getting a timeout. Okay, we're going to hang on to it right here. And this is going to be a media timeout. And because the amount of time burned down by Central Methodist, they hadn't had a chance really to get this media timeout injected into the ballgame, so they're going to do it very late with a minute 27 to go here in the first quarter. Ravens in front, 7-3. And we're going to have basketball back on Care Radio Wednesday evening. The Ravens are going to begin the Heart of America Athletic Conference portion of their schedule, as both the men and women are going to be in Peru, Nebraska. We'll be there with them. It'll be the Ravens and the Bobcats. The ladies' game is at 5:30 Wednesday evening, with the guys' game slated to start probably about 7:30, as soon as the ladies' contest has ended. So, basketball, 5:30 for the ladies' game Wednesday here on CARE. I should suspect that as the Phoenix concluded their season last night, we will likely not have high school football Friday night. I don't know if there's any other team that we will be considering, so we'll keep you posted on that as we get to the first of the week, and the people who make those decisions will have had an opportunity to make those decisions. Central Methodist is going to be set to boot the football away, and they'll move it over to the near hash mark, taking it down on the 35-yard line. The Raven return duo back there are going to be Jayshon Todd and Dalton Witherspoon. It's kind of interesting, is now they're going to change it. It's going to be Jayshon and Joseph Longapuyana. They are expecting the kick to not go particularly deep. They're standing at the 10-yard line. And this boot is away. The wind is going to drive it down. It's not going to get near the 10. In fact, Joseph is going to run up, let it bounce away from him and pick it up on a hop. And he fumbles the football, and it's rolling around. It goes out of bounds. The Ravens get a huge break on a fumble by Longafuiana, who, first of all, poorly fielded the ball. And then secondly, once he did grab the ball, tries to bring it back and coughed it up. So, multiplying errors, the Ravens very fortunate to be in control of the football. We're at a minute 25 to go in the opening quarter. Ravens have it first and 10 from their own 28-yard line. And quarterback Jackson Dooley bringing him up to the line of scrimmage. They're going to bring Jay Sean out of the backfield and bring him over to the left side. Ravens looking to throw the ball. They wanted to all day. Here's a pass right side. Wide open. It's going to be Joseph. 40, 30, 20, 10, 5. Touchdown, Ravens. Benedictine. A 72-yard, one-play drive on the pass from quarterback Jackson Dooley to Joseph Longafuiana. And the Ravens waste no time re-extending that lead. It is now 13-3. The Ravens very much wanting to get the ball, put it up, and get it in the air a little bit. And that time they completely sent everybody out of the backfield. They had not even brought Witherspoon into the game. They started off with Jay Sean in the backfield, swung him out to the left side. We're going to get Harry Balke in for the PAT. The placement's good. The kick is on its way, and Bruner's hold is excellent. We're going to wait for a moment. The official's coming into the middle. Is there a flag out there? There's none, and the point stands, and we're taking a break. 1:14 to go, opening quarter. Ravens extend their lead, where it's now Benedictine 14, Central Methodist 3.
Party pants on, people. Taco John's new 2-for-5 Fiesta Chicken Tacos are here. That's right. Grilled all white meat chicken is ready to Fiesta. Fresh Pico is ready to Fiesta. And our Fiesta sauce is obviously ready to Fiesta. Kinda its whole thing. That and being creamy and savory and awesome. Ready your party pants and your eating pants. They can be the same pants. New Fiesta Chicken Tacos. Now 2 for $5 for a limited time. Only at Taco John's. Download the app. Earn free food.
Benedictine getting set to boot it away, having taken now a 14-3 lead over CMU. Welcome back, everybody. The advance on the ball, and the Raven kick with the wind behind it is going to carry and be driven back and taken for a touchback, and it will be first and 10 for CMU. Benedictine going right to left, and that breeze out there, it may be 60 degrees, but it's a little bit chilly out. 14, 15 miles an hour, gusting up to 25. And so that's why you see a few jackets and parkas, and the hoodies have been broken out here this afternoon. But some of those tough young guys out there in shorts, they don't care. It's all good. CMU coming up over the football. Their offense has not been off the field. The Ravens did a one-play drive. And back to throw, Gavin Watts again. He's going to step up, quarterback draw, and he's going to have a little running room. Will sacrifice himself and give it up at the 30-yard line. 5-yard gain for the senior for Central Methodist out of Springfield, Missouri, Gavin Watts. Now, Watts is a pretty good-sized cat, 6'3", 205. He is in here today instead of their 6'1 sophomore out of Key Biscayne, Florida. I saw turtles on the beach at Key Biscayne one time. It's kind of interesting. Never saw that before. Here's your second down, half a dozen call. Eagles are going to say he was down at the 29 where he surrendered. And here is the second down call. Little wraparound handoff, running back cutting up against the green, gets beyond the 30-yard line, up close to the 32. And as the opening quarter draws to an end, Central Methodist will be looking at a third down and 4. Taking a break, Joseph. First quarter's in the book here in Atchison. Benedictine 14, Central Methodist 3.
Atchison Auto Parts is your locally owned and operated independent Napa dealer. With a team of experienced employees that have a lifelong passion for the auto industry, they provide top quality parts and exceptional service. They are all car guys who care about getting you the right parts. And with locations in Leavenworth and Smithville, they can get that part same day if not on their shelves. Open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Welcome back to Wilcox Stadium here at Atchison, Kansas, where in this Heart of America Athletic Conference ballgame, the Benedictine Ravens have taken a 14-3 lead at the end of the opening quarters. We welcome you back. Joseph in the studio, Tom Couch with you here, fieldside, and this crowd today is very enthused as it is senior day, and a big group of seniors for Benedictine out here today. Kind of a historic group, too, because this senior group is a blend of the last recruiting year for head coach Larry Wilcox and the first recruiting year for current, and I still call him new because he's only been here for like 4 or 5 years. You know, that's pretty new for me, Joel Osborne. So the seniors today are from both regimes, if you will. It is a third down call for CMU's. We get set to go to the second quarter at their own 31-yard line. They'll bring motion man to the left side. From the left side to the right, it's going to be Carl Robinson, running back. Lomax, quarterback, is back to throw. Goes to Lomax out of the backfield. He'll catch it at the 25 and get back close to the line of scrimmage, but I'm not sure he gained the original line. They're going to mark him down at the 30-yard line. And for CMU, here's your good news, bad news. Bad news is it's fourth down and five, and you're going to punt the ball. The good news is, for the first time today, punter Evan Workman is going to have the wind at his back. His first kick just really devastated by that, and now the wind looks like it's maybe not as brisk as it was earlier. Workman at a Parkway North High School, St. Louis, Missouri, standing at his own 15-yard line to kick this thing away. Jay Sean for Benedictine at the Raven 30. Snap back, ideal, the kick away, and the wind does aid it. Jay Sean's going to let this thing bounce, and it is going to take a little bit of a CMU bounce, not much, just inside the 25 down to the 24-yard line. And that is the point from which Benedictine will begin its third possession of the afternoon. Ravens are going to have it first and 10 at their own 24-yard line. First possession for Benedictine, 7-0 on the Dalton Witherspoon 4-yard run. Second possession for Benedictine, they went up 14-3 as Joseph Longafuiana, a 72-yard pass and catch and run. So the Ravens, two possessions, two scores. Here comes Benedictine. And now they're going to switch this thing up at the line of scrimmage. Jackson Dooley will wrap around, handoff, bouncing outside. Look who's in there. Xavier Ugorji. Xavier's fast. He's at the 30, 40. Xavier's at the 50, 40. Finally shoved out of bounds across the way. Here's the thing. Xavier Ugorji, new to the program this year, and he brings a little bit of a different look from Dalton Witherspoon. Witherspoon is up between the tackles, you know, and will pound his way through. Xavier, a little bit of daylight, and he's off to the races. Unfortunately for him, this season has been like situated with a handful of injuries, and so his playing time is limited, much more than he would have liked it to have been. Ravens first and 10 at the 38, throwing downfield, passes a little high and picked off inside the 5-yard line. Jackson Dooley launched that one. It was well over the head of his intended receiver. The defender on the back shoulder was able to pull it down, and now there's a scrum for the football between the two. And CMU indicates it is their ball. The receiver and the coverage guy are still battling over that thing, but I believe Central Methodist comes up with it. And the officials are going to get them unstacked, and it is going to be Eagles football. They will take it away from the Ravens with the interception at their own 2-yard line. So Jackson Dooley got a little bit too much air underneath that thing. And They're going to say it is Eagle football, and they're going to mark it all the way up to the 3-yard line. First and 10, Central Methodist. So passing the football this afternoon, Jackson Dooley is 3 of 5, 87 yards, 1 touchdown, and now 1 interception. Eagles backfield is standing in the end zone on this first and 10 call from their own 3. 13 and a half to go in the opening half. Benedictine leading it 14-3 here at home today. Wraparound handoff and running back just trying to get away from the goal line and didn't. In fact, probably lost a yard, so he's closer maybe to the 2-yard line. It'll bring up a second down. The Eagles. Central Methodist under second season head coach Dave Brown, who is also second season offensive coordinator Dave Brown. Central Methodist, they're going to give him actually a yard up to just about to the 5-yard line, maybe the 4. Second down call. Again, the backfield is standing in the end zone. Raven front 4 shift to the right about a half a position, and the quarterback is going to keep it. Throws to a player in the flat coming out of the backfield. Will pick up a first down at the 15-yard line, and that's exactly what CMU needed, that little quick pass to the right side from Watts to Drake Dudley. And they'll get those chains moved forward, get that ball away from their own end zone, and they're in business with 12:40 to go in the first half. Benedictine out there with, they're running pretty much their base defense, which is like a 4-2-5, basically a nickel kind of a defense. CMU, first and 10. Motion will come to the right side and Chase Rankin. He'll set up in a slot. Quarterback will hand off a little bit of a draw play. Running back is going to be stood up at the line of scrimmage. There's nothing for him. Raven defense, Tubman's up in the middle as Dawson Lomax runs inside, and he finds the likes of Heath Baker and Kevin Harris and Isaac Anderson and Jared Heron, that front 4 for Benedictine. Ravens all season have been really, really difficult to run against. Those guys are, they're the new style defensive linemen. They're not those guys who are just massively big and 300-plus pounds, but they are tall and solid and very athletic and very, very strong. Here's a quarterback slides down, and he's throwing deep. He's got a man downfield and way overthrows his tight end down the right side. It's going to go incomplete, and it was probably a combination of things. Gavin Watts, as they threw that ball, number 1, got a little air behind it. The wind was behind him. And number 2, he saw the pretty good coverage downfield, and he wanted to be very sure that he didn't throw that a little bit short and maybe have some defender get a hand on that thing. Javon Williams was his intended receiver, and he's a big cat at 6'4". 11 and a half to go in the half. Big play for Central Methodist. They want to keep this drive alive. Third down, 10. QB's back, and again, he'll go right side, double covered, and way too tall down the right side for Max Thomas. Central Methodist is going to be forced to punt this away, and the Raven defense is going to hold. Nice job for Benedictine, and we're going to wait to see if Jay Sean gets a chance at a return. He had that absolutely spectacular kickoff return on the final play of the game last Saturday. He's going to settle in just outside midfield at the Raven 45-yard line. And Evan Workman is in to boot it away again. Workman standing at his own 1-yard line. Snap a little high, but he gets it cleanly and kicks it away. A little wobbly kick. Jayshon will take it on the run as a 50. Takes it down the left sideline off the hash mark to the 40. Now cuts across field to the 35. Jayshon tripped up at the 30. Gets his balance back to the 25. Jayshon looking for some more blocking. A penalty marker sails, and Todd is going to be down just inside the 20-yard line. But a marker in the middle of the field on a return like that, you got to expect maybe a block in the back or something, because if those guys are down there blocking, and that return guy immediately changes direction, suddenly that defender, you were in front of him a moment ago, now you're behind him blocking against him. And I would suspect that's going to be our call here. We'll get the word from the guy in the white hat here in a second. Markers on the ground right at the Eagle 20-yard line. We got no audio this time, but we have a holding call. against Benedictine. So we'll see where they ultimately are going to spot this thing down. 11-13 to play in the first half. Again, it is senior day 2024 for Benedictine. Talking to some of the parents of some of the seniors who we've grown to know and kind of developed relationships with over the years. The years go pretty quickly. I mean, you bring that son up here, and he's a freshman, and he's first thing you know, he's trying to kind of break into the lineup, and the next thing you know, it's senior day, and the career is over. Ravens are going to play action to the left side. The defense does not bite, and there's going to be no gain as they run into the right side by Benedictus. Dalton Witherspoon goes for no yardage. I like the thing about Jackson Dooley on that play. After the handoff, he continued to carry out the fake and make the apparent kind of a pass over to the opposite side of the field, continuing to work that decoy. And that's pretty nice to see. BC's going to bring you Gorgie back in at the tailback spot on this second down nine call. They're going to run a receiver over to the right side. And the handoff is going to go. It's going to be Jayshon, 20. Jayshon, 10. Jayshon with a great run inside the 5-yard line, and it's going to be wasted. Because, again, a marker on the field this time around the 27-yard line. And an absolutely beautiful run by one of the Ravens seniors here today, Jayshon Todd. And this is going to be a holding call against Benedictine. And so, not first and goal at the 5. They're going to mark this thing back, and we are going to get a media break. Here it comes, second quarter, media timeout. We're going to enjoy it. 10:26 to play in the half. It remains Benedictine 14, CMU 3.
Fall is tailgating season, and before you head out to cheer on your team, stop by Huntley Liquor. Whether you're grilling, chilling, or celebrating that big win, we've got the drinks to keep your tailgate going strong. Choose from a wide selection of domestic and imported beers, fine wines, and premium spirits to make your tailgate a hit. Huntley Liquor, 119 South 9th Street in Atchison. Hometown friendly, hometown helpful. That's Huntley Liquor.
Come back. The officials have made an indication they're going to switch position of the football back over to Central Methodist after that run by Jayshon Todd down inside the 5-yard line. They're going to say that before the play was called dead, Jayshon had coughed up the football, and it was recovered by Central Methodist Nyhall Vaughn. And so CMU's got the ball back at their own 4-yard line. A first down run out to the 10. It's going to be second down and about 4 or 5. Wow, that was another turnover by Benedictine inside the 5-yard line. Pass to the near side is going to be behind the intended receiver and go incomplete. Gavin Watts trying to hit Javon Williams, but it'll bring up now a third down. So for Benedictine, a team that came out here today thinking, you know, we should win this game, we need to just go out and play it. Ravens have turned it over twice inside the 5-yard line. Not exactly, I think, what Coach Osborne had sketched out in that offensive plan for the day. Eagles with a third and 5 at their own 10-yard line. Very long count. Quarterback will take the snap at the knees. Looks right, throws right. Got his man coming out of the backfield, and it's going to be incomplete. Quickly, the Ravens over there, and defensively for Benedictine, he had Dominic Stoneking. And now we got a player on the ground right at that point of the pass. It looks like the receiver over there as he went down trying to come up with the ball is going to be a little bit slow about getting up. And trainers are going to come over and take a look at him. His teammates do. I always wonder, sometimes your teammates just drag you to your feet, pull you off the field. I would opt for letting the trainer give him a look-see and make sure that he's okay and then aiding him to come to his feet. But 9.5 to go. They're looking to get him out of the way. 9.5 to go here in the first half. Benedictine in front, 14-3 for the Ravens. Again, touchdowns for Dalton Witherspoon on a run, and Joseph Longapuyana on the reception, and for CMU, the 24-yard field goal in the opening quarter. We come back to find the Eagles coming off the far sideline and bringing in the punting unit. I'm telling you what, old Ethan Workman, boy, he's been pretty busy today kicking the ball. And he will stand at midpoint of the end zone to boot this on a fourth down five. The line of scrimmage is the 10-yard line. So far today, Workman, three punts for 100 yards already. And we've still got 9.5 to go in the first half. So he's on mark to punt for 300-400 yards today. That's a pretty good day. Yeah, right down on the right. Taking some time, Workman. He's waiting for the officials to spot this down. Ravens are going to have Jayshon back at midfield. And now they give everybody the thumbs up. And here comes the Central Methodist punt. The snap, the kick, and it is blocked in the end zone. It's on the ground. The Ravens looking for it. They come on up. Touchdown, Benedictin. BC into the end zone in a hurry. They will block it to the ground. They cover it up, and it looked to me like the block back there was by Joseph Abrams. We're going to see about that, and then we're going to think that I think that this thing was covered up maybe by Abram Phillips. But whatever, Ravens with a touchdown by the special teams, and the Benedictine lead is advanced now to 20-3. PAT coming up. It is down, it is up, and it is good. Timeout, 9:29 to go. Opening half, Ravens stretch their lead. It is now Benedictine 21, Central Methodist 3.
When you spend your hard-earned dollars on your favorite vape, you don't always know what you're getting, depending on where you go. That deal you got may mean a bootleg, even old stock. And that's why you should choose Skyway Vapes when making your selection. Skyway Vapes, 7-Eleven Commercial in downtown Atchison, guarantees no knockoffs, no quick burnouts, and in many cases, even offers refunds. When you choose your vape, guarantee quality by choosing Skyway Vapes, 7-Eleven Commercial in downtown Atchison.
Until somebody tells me different, I'm going to give that Joy Abrams block of the punt and recovery by Abram Phillips and Benedictine 21-3 out in front, set to kick off once again. Welcome back, everybody, to Wilcox Stadium here on the Benedictine College campus. Ravens advance. The kick is away and into the wind is still an extremely good kick. Fielded at the 9-yard line. CMU will come up the right side in front of their bench across the 20 and hit at the 25 down to the 26. Eagles are going to get their offense back out of the field for Central Methodist. They had a nice drive downfield earlier, and that is where they've gotten all of their yardage. They've got done 27 plays today. They have 87 yards on 27 plays. Quarterback Gavin Watts is 5 of 11 throwing the football. They have rushed for 61 yards. However, they have only 3 points to show for all of that. Here comes CMU. Up their own 26-yard line. Quarterback back to throw. Looks right, throws right, and is right through the hands of his intended receiver around the 30-yard line. He was looking for Moses Ross. But the pass was a little bit high, and it was thrown really briskly. And Ross just couldn't get it. It had his hands extended up above his head to try to haul that thing in, but couldn't catch it. Second down 10. Central Methodist. College football this afternoon here on CARE Radio. Benedictine College under the Heart of America Athletic Conference. BC number 11 in the nation coming into the game this afternoon. Quarterback Gavin Watts will hand off into the middle of the line, and the Raven defense stiffens up, and you got big guys like Heath Baker finishing off that play. Abram Phillips is in the middle of the tackle and coming off the bottom. How about that, Isaac Anderson, huh? Maybe we should talk to Isaac at halftime. Isaac, 5'9", 276, the senior from San Diego. It's going to bring up a third down. Eagles, third down, 8, inside their own 30-yard line. Let's call it the 28. The Benedictine faithful here in the stadium coming to their feet, cheering on this defense, which has been absolutely fantastic this afternoon. Motion will come to the middle of the field and the quarterback back to throw. Watch, looks, being chased. He's hit. He's sacked inside the 20-yard line. Ravens with outstanding pursuit. There was nowhere to go. And Benedictine with the tackle for a loss. What a job by Isaac Anderson. Isaac will get the sack in a Benedictine defense. Comes off the field. Living Central Methodist facing a 4th-and-16 at their own 20-yard line. And again, Jay Sean Todd will be back to receive the punt. Ethan Workman kicking again. This time from his own 5-yard line. This game's pretty much been played entirely on the CMU half of the field, with the exception of one Eagle possession. Long count, and now we get officials running up over the football. It's going to be a delay of game call. Here's the thing. Central Methodist, it's not like they need a little extra room in front where he can really put a toe to it. I mean, they're back inside the 20. Now they're back inside the 15-yard line. So it's 4th-and-24 and about 22. Line of scrimmage is the 14-yard line, and Workman is standing on his goal line. But the wind is behind him. The last punt was blocked. This one is away. Caught by Jay Sean at the 50, and his return is going to be for nothing. Nicely covered downfield for Central Methodist, and kick coverage for CMU was led by Najal Vaughn, the 6-foot redshirt senior out of St. Louis. Matter of fact, East St. Louis, Illinois, where he went to Cardinal Ritter. Here comes the Benedictine offense. So far today, the Ravens have not rolled up that many yards, you know. Halfway through the second quarter, 21 points, but only 173 total yards on the day. 87 of those passing. It's first and 10, Benedictine just across midfield at the Eagle 49. Play action, quarterback back to throw, short pass over the middle is going to be caught. Ugorji with the catch at the 45 and shoved out of bounds across the way. Very close to, but perhaps a yard shy of the first down marker. It'll be second down and a yard, yeah, after they get the ball from the sideline and bring it back out and spot it down. It's going to be second down and a long yard for Benedictine, just short of the Eagle 40-yard line. BC moving the ball with a 21-3 lead. Ravens in the second quarter here going from left to right. Jackson Dooley, the junior from Lawrence, Kansas, quarterback in the Raven Ball Club, shifts his tight end from the left side to the right, which is the wide side of the field, and play action, Ugorji passes over to the right flat. It's going to be caught over here, and that is the first catch of the afternoon that I can recall for Jacob Gathright. Gathright picking up a first down inside the 30-yard line. That is Jacob's first catch today. Longafuliana, Sanford, Ugorji, and Todd, each with one reception, and now Jacob will be the 5th Benedictine receiver to make a catch. And again, each of them with only one catch today. Inside the 30-yard line, 1st-and-10 Ravens. Back to throw again is Dooley. Goes right. It's a high one. Going to be hauled down by Tanner Zimmerman. Tanner, a little upset that he was so close to the sideline that by the time he had caught the ball and stopped his inertia, he went out of bounds at the 17. Because he felt like had he been able to get stopped and turned, he had a chance to take that thing downfield, certainly inside the 10. Now the Raven first down to the 17. Rolling along at 6:20 to go in the first half. Benedictine up over the football. Here's Jackson Dooley. Motion to the left side. It's going to be Longafuliana. Joseph's going to take it on the jet sweep. Penalty marker Sailors. Joseph's going to be tackled down to the 10-yard line. But again, will Benedictine be called for a holding or blocking kind of a penalty? Did he bring sandwiches for you? Good. That's fantastic. Let's see what this marker's down. Ravens have been called for holding were illegal blocks a handful of times already today. And the referee's out there talking to the line judge, going to make sure that they're all on the same page. But it doesn't look like BC's backing up any. Let's see this call.
Personal foul. Hands to the face. Number 92. Half the distance to the goal. Automatic. First down. Number 71 can remain in the game.
Okay, so there you have it. The penalty is illegal hands to the head, a personal foul committed by a Central Methodist. So the Ravens are going to get the play. They're going to get additional yardage, which is going to take this thing halfway to the goal. And Benedictine is going to bring Tanner Zimmerman into the game. TZ is always fun for me to watch. He's a big guy out there at a good target at 6'5" out of Olathe West High School. Vikings, I think, right? Olathe West, maybe? I'm not sure. Here we go, from the 7. Zimmerman in motion, lead block Ugorji, and he cannot get away from a pair of defenders. They will tackle him at the 5. It'll be second and goal Ravens from there. Benedictine already with an 18-point lead, looking to stretch that as we go inside 6 to play in the first half. Zimmerman starts to come out, and now he runs back into the game. Benedictine is going to bring Jay Sean in, and the Ravens are going to They're going to take Tyler Watson out of the game. So when Tyler's in, it's a running play, right? This time it's also going to be a running play. The sweep to the right, to the 10, to the 5, looking for the pylon. Touchdown, Ravens. He ran the length of the field, but Jayshon Todd, able to outfoot the defenders, gets all the way to the end zone, and Benedictine extends its lead. It is now 27-3, 5:12 to go, first half. And BC looking to tack on one more PAT. Harry Balky's had a fantastic season, putting points on the board. It'll be held by quarterback, it's going to be held by quarterback Jackson Dooley. Here's the placement off the snap from Zach Filippi. It is up. It is good. We're taking a break. Benedictine continues to add to its lead. Now at 5:12 to play in the half, it's Ravens 28, Eagles 3.
It's that time of year again. Cooler weather, holiday lights, family gatherings, and the delicious food. But for some of us, that means heartburn and acid reflux. Occasional heartburn is normal, but if it's happening more than 2 or 3 times a week, it might be something more serious, like GERD. The good news? Amberwell Surgical Care can help you find lasting relief, not just treat the symptoms with medication. This season, enjoy the holidays without the burn. Call Amberwell Surgical Care at 913-367-6682 or visit amberwellhealth.org to learn more about surgical treatment options for GERD.
I just made a command decision. I've decided on my laptop to turn off notifications from Xbox, which seems like the thing that needs to be done. 5:12 to go with the opening half. So Ravens here in front of a great crowd on Senior Day. The BC kick into the wind is spinning and twisting and fielded at the 8 where a fair catch is called for and made. And Central Methodist will bring their offense back on the field. So far this afternoon, now the stats, they kind of bear it out. Benedictine, 216 yards of offense, 80 for Central Methodist. Number of plays is kind of deceiving. CMU has run 30 plays. The Ravens have only run 20. So you do the quick math. Benedictine averaging 11 yards a play. Central Methodist averaging 2.5 yards a play. And the Eagles are right back at it at their own 25. But prior to the snap, they're going to get a false start. So that first and 10 very quickly becomes a first and 15. 3 sacks of the quarterback for Central Methodist. Jackson Dooley has not been sacked yet, but he was intercepted one time. Benedictine, 97 yards of rushing so far here this afternoon. Not a huge number. And compared to, passing, where they've got 119 yards. And a false start for Central Methodist. It's going to be another penalty by right guard Sam Rost. He's out of Washmo. Sam at 6'1", 250, a sophomore. Here come the Eagles, first and 15 now at their own 20. QB rolls right, throws to his back out of the backfield, picks up the penalty yardage, walks up the far sideline, does a nice job of keeping himself in bounds and extending the play all the way to the 30-yard line where he'll net 10. And it is a second down 5 for CMU as we are now inside 5 minutes of play in the first half. Raven fans, I think right now they're starting to get a little comfortable, and I hear a lot of racket from them. They're not jumping up with every play because a 28-3 lead with still 4.5 minutes to go in the first half probably has them feeling pretty good about how things are working out so far this afternoon. Back to throw again, pass right side, and I'm not sure where that was going, but it was way over the head of the only possible receiver anywhere in the vicinity over there, and Gavin Watts just got a lot of air underneath that one, maybe just trying to get that thing out of his hands. Watts not having a huge day passing the ball. He's now 6 of 15 for 36 yards, no touchdowns. Move it over to the right side. It's going to be Carl Robinson. Now he'll come back in motion to the left across the field all the way to the numbers on the far side. QB looks. A little slant pass over the middle is going to be incomplete. The ball not well thrown. It was behind his intended receiver, and there was just pretty much no chance in the world for that thing to have been caught. He was looking over here on the near sideline for wide receiver Zion Slade. Zion, a 5 foot 10 inch senior, again wide receiver from Maumelle, Arkansas, and I don't know this one, College of the Canyons. I'm not familiar with that spot. We got second quarter game as Baker Mid America. This is one that people are going to be watching, and with about midpoint of the second quarter, 8 minutes to go, it's Mid America leading Baker 7-3. Both teams scoring in the opening quarter. Here's a punt away. And the waves are going to be called for roughing the kicker. The catch made by Jay Sean, and he brings it back upfield. It's all going to come back the other way as those markers, there are two of them now down. BC trying for their second punt block of the afternoon. But that time the ball got away, the kicker did not, and it's going to give Central Methodist a first down by way of penalty. 4:15 to go. If you're keeping an eye on the If you're keeping your eye on that Canes and Ramblin' Wreck game, Georgia Tech with a 2-score lead in the fourth quarter. 4:17 to go, 28-3 Benedictine here in the first half. Central Methodist is waiting for the official to advance this. There we go, from the 35, 40, and there up to the 45-yard line. Here comes the Eagle offense. This is some of the best field position. This is their second time they've been this far out. So they have not had any kind of field position all afternoon. Here they come, first and 10. At their own 45-yard line, Gavin Watts. Single running back. QB's back to throw, steps up in the pocket, going to go to a little QB draw, and he's going to be dropped as he's at the line of scrimmage and may have dived forward for a yard, but no more than that to the 46-yard line. Right now, though, for Central Methodist, clock is still running. If they're wanting to get points on the board, we're inside 4 minutes to go. They got plenty of time, but can't just fool around here. They're going to be serious about scoring. They got to do something. They bring Quinn Whiteley into the game, a 6'4 receiver out of Oak City. Second down, 9. Still in their own half of the field for CMU. Motion goes right side. Handoff is going to go into the middle of the line where the surge goes up to the 50. But again, for Central Methodist, here's the thing. If you're serious about scoring, that 4 or 5 yard gain into the middle of their field with 3:20 to go in the half, it's not going to get you where you need to go. They're going to have to put the ball up if they are serious about scoring before halftime. Eagles have not gotten into the end zone yet today. They do have 3 points, but no touchdowns. Here's Christian Bryce coming into the running back spot. He'll set up behind Watts on his third down five call right at midfield. Now inside 3 minutes to go in the half. Motion will come to the left side. Robinson all the way to the numbers. Quarterback is back. Sets up, hit, and thrown to the ground for a loss of 9. Benedictine racing through. Look at Isaac Anderson coming off the field. Again, pressure by that Raven front. Isaac Anderson, Kevin Harris, Heath Baker, and the fourth guy back there this time, Cole Johnson. So all four of those guys on the Benedictine front line having a great afternoon. It's fourth and a dozen, and again, Central Methodist is going to have to punt it away. And then giving Benedictine, you know, some time to add another score. Ravens already with 4 first half touchdowns. Snap back. Good. Kick away. Jay Sean at the 14 to the 20. Bounces outside. Running for the sideline, and he's just going to dance out of bounds at the 22 and get shoved. The crowd reacts, but the official does not. Now, look at, you can see Coach Osborne. He's nose to nose with that official. He does not like the way Jay Sean was shoved once he got out of play. And that is about as animated as I've seen Coach Osborne get on the sideline. He's all about this. 2 minutes precisely to go in the half. And you know what that means? It's a 2 minute timeout. We're taking a break. We'll be back here at Wilcox Stadium in Atchison, Kansas, where with 2 left in the half, it's Benedictine 28, Central Methodist 3.
KAIR-FM, Horton, Atchison. Ready to look and feel your best? Snap Fitness in Atchison is more than just a 24-hour gym. With 3 tanning beds, you can get that perfect glow. Appointments are available Monday through Thursday from 10 to 1 and 2 to 6. And Fridays and Saturdays from 10 to 12. Stop by Snap Fitness at 409 Commercial or call 913-367-1511 to book your tanning session today. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness.
With you here at Wilcox Stadium. What a beautiful November Saturday afternoon. Very happy to have you along with us here today. 2 minutes ago in the opening half, Benedictine has been dominant this afternoon. Look at its scores from around the conference right now. Culver Stockton leads William Penn 35-19 with 4 minutes to go in the third quarter. Almost at halftime, St. Ambrose with a 27-8 lead over Clark. At halftime in Olathe, it is Mid-America 7, Baker 3. Graceland is in front of Missouri Baptist. Here's a good score, 13-5. How about that one? Graceland in front of Missouri Baptist up at Bruce Jenner Stadium in Lamoni. And there's about 3 minutes to go in the first half there. William Woods, are you ready for this? With 5 minutes to go in the half, William Woods leads Missouri Valley in Marshall 3-0. And William Woods is Benedictine's next opponent, final game of the regular season. And here are the Ravens with this 28-3 lead. It is 1st and 10, Benedictine at their own 21-yard line. Pass over to the near flat is going to be caught. TZ comes out to the near side, bumped out of bounds. And Zimmerman is the first Raven receiver today to have caught more than one pass. BC has spread the ball around this afternoon. A lot of guys getting catches. Half a dozen receivers with a catch. Longo Fuliana, Gathright, Zimmerman, Sanford, Ugorji, and Todd. Pass over to the near side. Again to TZ. It's exactly the same play to exactly the same spot with exactly the same result. And he was tackled by exactly the same guy as Ben Gilliland out of Van Meter, Iowa, a redshirt freshman. So, minute 50 to play in the half. See what the Ravens are doing. They're working at sideline. They're practicing the 2-minute drill here. QB's back. Now he's going to go two-minute drill to the left side. That one is going to be too tall and out of the reach of Jay Sean, and will go incomplete. So Benedictine working on that time management, that two-minute drill downfield. No better time to do that with some with a good opportunity at the postgame, looking at the Ravens in the eyes there. Number 11 coming into the game here this afternoon. And again, two games left, this one, and then next week's regular season finale. First down five, Benedictine. Back to throw, Dooley over the middle, and that time it was behind Zimmerman, and he was not able to spin around and catch that. You know what I'm going to do next Saturday? I'm going to take a little historic moment. I am going to get to the game place early, okay, and because I want to stand where Winston Churchill stood. I would love to do that. Yeah, yeah, exactly. So, you know, me and Sir Winston, because he's made his very famous Iron Curtain speech over in Fulton, Missouri, 1946. Here's a handoff right side. Ravens are going to drive forward, getting up to the 45-yard line. Witherspoon back in the game. We have not seen him much in recent possessions here in the second quarter. And after that one carry, he's going to check right back out of the game. And Benedictine is going to bring Ugorji back in. First and 10 BC with a minute 20 to go in the half. Ravens at their own 44. Quarterback back, deep drop, with time, now steps up in the pocket, throws on the run. He's got his man on the near side. He was going to make the catch, but it's going to be out of bounds with a minute 10 to go in the first half. Looking for Matthew Sanford on the near side. Matthew Sanford, Benedictine wide receiver. He's gotten some good PT in the course of the season. Second down, 10, Ravens. Again, Dooley's back. Over the middle, he's got his man, and it's going to be caught over the middle for Benedictine. LeBron Jackson, the junior from Bakersfield, California. BC takes it across midfield, goes inside the 35-yard line. It'll be first and 10 at the Eagle 33. 1 minute to go in the half. Ravens looking to run this two-minute drill. And they're running it pretty well right now. Dooley's back to throw again. Got all day. Lobs one near side. Receiver wide open inside the 20-yard line is stepping out of bounds along the near side. The catch for BC by Jacob Gathright. First and 10 Ravens now at the 19. And plenty of time. 48 seconds to go in the half. Ravens with all three timeouts remaining. And already leading 28-3. Looking for that fifth. First half touchdown. In the backfield, it's going to be Witherspoon. He's on Dooley's right hand. Trips left side, wide side. Back to throw, Dooley. Looking. Now rolling out of the pocket. Now we'll throw late, and it's going to be short. And in front of Witherspoon, who had come out of the backfield, it's kind of that safety valve guy. It'll go incomplete, stopping the clock with 41 seconds to go in the half. Benedictine looking at a second down 10 inside the Eagle 20-yard line. The wind looks like it's picked back up a little bit again. Raven Regiment is making its way around the track as they will be performing at halftime, among other things. They'll be recognizing some of the other seniors from some of the other sports at halftime here today. Back to throw, Dooley. Second down call. He's got all day. Now he's hit, and now penalty marker sails, and the throw downfield is going to go incomplete. Got to expect a hold here right in the middle of the line. As long as Jackson Dooley was back there, the likelihood of somebody getting a hold of a defender is pretty high. 33 seconds left in the first half. Waiting for the crew to make that official call out here. Get this thing spotted back down.
Holy offense, number 51. 10-yard penalty for the previous
spot. So there you have it. A little hold by Rashad. That's all right. He's protecting his quarterback. It'll bring up a second and 20 for the Ravens. Still with just over a half a minute to go in the first half. We'll keep an eye on those other scores going around. Also, Joseph's going to be with you here at halftime, kind of getting you up to speed on things and stuff. Here's Dooley, waits for the snap. Little underhand pitch over to Xavier. Yagorji runs to the far side, and he's going to be pushed out of bounds into the Eagles sideline, somewhere around the 25-yard line, leaving Benedictine looking at a third down, 15. From the 25-yard line, you're talking about, what, 42, 43-yard field goal effort. That's no gimme on a day where the wind is blowing like it is, gusting to 25 miles an hour, kicking straight into it. Third down and 17. BC's got to get this thing down to the 10-yard line. First down marker. Dooley directs traffic, gets the pass away. It's inside the 10. It is a Raven first down. And Jackson Dooley, I love the communication between Jackson and his receiver, Jayshon Todd of the near side, as he was like saying, just get on down. I'm going to roll out, give you a minute to get freed up. Makes the pass. The catch made by Jayshon. It's first and goal, Ravens, with 21 seconds to go before halftime. Yagorji out of Menifee, California. He's your Raven running back. We'll step over to the left side. Again, trips left. That's wide side. Single man right side. QB's back. Throws right. Has his man, and it's going to be incomplete. Looking for Matt Sanford, but it's going to be out of his reach about midpoint of the end zone. Stopping the clock. 17 seconds left in the half. And coming out of the lineup, Sanford out. Jacob Gathright comes in. So far this afternoon, Jacob with only a couple of receptions, 27 yards on those two catches. Only Raven with more is Lagapuliana, who had that 72-yard reception. And a quarterback going to keep it himself. Look at him, boot in, touchdown, Jackson Dooley. Everybody in the place, including yours truly, thought that he was going to drop back and throw the ball. He took a step back, let the blocking develop, and then sprints into the end zone. And with 14 seconds to go in the first half, Benedictine's lead is now 34-3 with a PAT coming up. What a nice job by Jackson Dooley. I like the execution. I love the play call. It really, really fooled the defense. And again, fooled me. I bet it fooled pretty much everybody in the building. Nobody saw that coming. Here comes the point after. Balky sends this one up and hooks inside the left upright. We're getting a timeout. Joseph with only 14 seconds left in the opening half. It's all Ravens and Atchison. Benedictine 35, CMU 3.
Stop by Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill for lunch or dinner. Try their signature stack burgers or chicken strip basket, original or honey barbecue sauced and tossed. Top it off with a classic DQ treat like a hot fudge sundae, dipped cone, or one of the many Blizzard flavors. All right now at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Happy tastes good.
First half touchdown stakes them to a 35-3 lead. And with 14 seconds left before intermission, here's the kickoff away. It's high and really short. Fair catch called for and made at the 13-yard line. You know, I'm still trying to figure out whether I like that whole fair catch and a field of play. And it has become increasingly popular. We're seeing it really happen more and more and more. And I suppose if you don't have a breakaway return guy, or if you're just looking for a nice, safe place to come up with, you know, some field position, it's not a terrible idea, really. You're going to get the ball up at the 25-yard line. I'm going to suggest to you that most of the time you're not going to get it back to 25 if you return it. So here come the Eagles. 14 seconds left. They've got all their timeouts left if they want them, but they don't. They're just going to hand off into the middle of the line and going to get some short yardage in there for Eagle running back Christian Bryce. They're going to let this thing roll down, and that will take us to halftime. Intermission at Wilcox Stadium in Atchison, Kansas. We'll be back to summarize the opening half for you. Teams are heading for the locker room. It's Benedictine 35, Central Methodist 3.
Party Pens on, people. Taco John's new 2-for-5 Fiesta Chicken Tacos are here. That's right. Grilled all white meat chicken is ready to Fiesta. Fresh Pico is ready to Fiesta. And our Fiesta sauce is obviously ready to Fiesta. Kinda its whole thing. That and being creamy and savory and awesome. Ready your party pants and your eating pants. They can be the same pants. New Fiesta Chicken Tacos. Now 2 for $5 for a limited time. Only at Taco John's. Download the app, earn free food.
Looking for the ultimate night out? Head to High Voltage Bar and Dance, where the fun never stops. Open late every day of the week. Sundays, join them at 1:30 for bingo. Tuesday nights, get your boots on for free line dance lessons. And don't miss our weekend lineup. Fridays and Saturdays, it's karaoke, a DJ, or a live band bringing the house down. For all the latest updates, check out the High Voltage Facebook page. High Voltage Bar and Dance. 7-Eleven commercial in Atchison, where every night is a good time.
Back to the hearing, Wilcox Stadium on the beautiful Benedictine College campus, where halftime on Senior Day 2024, final regular season home game for these Ravens as CMU and Benedictine go to the locker room in the Ravens with a 35-3 lead. Let's look at some of the halftime stuff. First of all, let's kind of recap this scoring for the Ravens. First possession went right downfield. Dalton Witherspoon, a 4-yard run. Harry Balka hit his first of 5 PATs, 7-0. Central Methodist then had a little possession, a couple of breaks on some penalties. They were able to move downfield, but then stalled out and settled for a 24-yard Oscar Simon field goal. Benedictine's lead was trimmed right there. It was only 7-3 Benedictine. After that, Ravens opened it up. As a matter of fact, on the very next play, the Ravens opened it up as Jackson Dooley hits Joseph Lagafuliana for a 72-yard pass. On the very first play of that second possession, Basie goes up 14-3, and the race was on. Another touchdown for Benedictine, and this time it was off of a special teams play where it was blocked. And, again, they haven't officially called it, but I've officially called it. The block was by Joey Abrams for Benedictine out of Tomball, Texas, and Abram Phillips out of Olathe North, an old Eagle, Abram, whose dad we had a nice visit with down at Olathe last week. Abram covered it up and has, I'm guessing, his first collegiate score right there. And the Ravens on that special teams play go up 21-3. Jay Sean Todd into the end zone for a 5-yard run. And then final score of the game just moments ago, Jackson Dooley on a 7-yard scamper, and BC goes into the locker room up 35-3 over CMU. Again, we've got Raven basketball coming up Wednesday from Peru, Nebraska. Ladies at 5:30, the guys at 7:30, and Benedictine football next week. Final regular season game coming up from William Woods over in Fulton, Missouri. Gus and I will be there bringing that all to you. Matter of fact, we're going to be right here bringing you the second half of this one live on CARE Radio. But that said, halftime. The Raven dance team is out on the field entertaining the great crowd here this afternoon, and we're going to take a break. We'll be back for the second half. Right now, though, with your halftime score, Ravens 35, Central Methodist 3. We're kicking it back to Joseph at the CARE Sports Studio where it is halftime.
It's time for the Taco John's Halftime Show on your home for Benedictine Raven football, CARE 93.7. Taco John's, bigger, bolder, better.
Party pants on, people. Taco John's new 2-for-5 Fiesta Chicken Tacos are here. That's right. Grilled all white meat chicken is ready to Fiesta. Fresh pico is ready to Fiesta. And our Fiesta sauce is obviously ready to Fiesta. Kinda its whole thing. That and being creamy and savory and awesome. Ready your party pants and your eating pants. They can be the same pants. New Fiesta Chicken Tacos. Now 2 for $5 for a limited time. Only at Taco John's. Download the app, earn free food.
We're joined today by Isaac Anderson, D lineman for Benedictine football. Isaac, it is good to meet you, young man. How you doing?
I'm good. How about you?
I'm all right. We got to start off with the Isaac bio. All right, tell us a little bit about where you're from and home and all of that SoCal stuff.
Well, I'm originally from Southern California, San Diego, specifically Northern County. out of high school, I went to Mission Hills. Out of high school, I went to Western State, Colorado, in Gunnison, up in the mountains. I was there for 2 years, undeclared, and then I decided to come here, Benedictine, because I had a couple of coaches here. One was a former player that I played with, and one was my former receivers coach in high school. And so I kind of had some family that was already here, so it kind of made it easier transition to come here. But I have one brother, one mom, a small family, very tight-knit family. I'm religious, but I'm not super religious, but...
Yeah. Well, tell me about, okay, you got a brother, younger brother?
Mm-hmm. Older.
Older
years,
brother? Is he athletic, too? Was he a player?
Yeah, so he played defensive line as well. He went out of high school to Harding University in Searcy, Arkansas. Played there for about a year and a half, and then he decided to step away from football and just get healthy and kind of cut down the weight. So,
now, just talk about your high school team. Were you guys good?
Yeah, I mean, I think we're pretty good. My junior year, we were ranked nationally and in the state, so we had a pretty good team that year.
Okay, so there were probably teammates that you had that went on to play at some schools. Anybody you might have heard of or anybody that you might know of?
So I played with Jack Tuttle. He went to Utah and then Indiana, and now he's at Michigan. And then Chris Olave, who went to Ohio State, and now he's playing for the New Orleans Saints. Fred Warner also went there when he was there at his time. Those are the only three guys, like big guys that I can think of right now.
Okay. So you go from SoCal to the mountains of Gunnison. Now, how did you decide Gunnison was your first stop?
Well, really it was opportunity. So coming out of high school, I wasn't like a huge name recruit, so I kind of just took the opportunities that were given to me. That was probably the best offer I had at the time, so I took it. I liked the D-line coach, I liked the D-staff, I liked the way they showed me how I'd be involved and how their scheme would fit me.
Okay, so you people around here, and I'm the most guilty one, I complain about the distance that we have to travel, you know, some of the long trips. When we go to Dubuque, that's got a pretty long trip, but, you know, for you, playing out of Western Colorado, those are nothing because, man, you put on miles from that team.
Yeah, I mean, I kind of got used to traveling a lot on the road, being on the road.
So were you in buses? Because you were going to New Mexico, you were going to the Dakotas. I mean, literally 1,000-mile trip.
Yeah, so we'd always take buses, never flying. So you definitely had to get used to those long bus rides with your teammates, the camaraderie, just building chemistry with your teammates on the road and the coaching staff. It kind of really helps you build the memories, you know, that you're going to take forever.
Still got some pals from Mountaineers?
Oh, for sure, definitely. Still got some guys. Still keep in touch with, love all the guys over there. It was sad to go, but I had to make a decision for that was best for me and my family, so I needed to do it.
Okay, so you moved from there to here, and you said that you followed a couple of coaches and a couple of friends. So how tough was that? I mean, what was it that gave you that final nudge and said, okay, you know, I could stay here and I'm comfortable, but I'm gonna make a move. How'd that come about for you?
Well, for me, it was more so like the family aspect, like the people that I knew in high school and my coaches, I consider them family. So them being here and be able to give me like good advice of what I'm getting into kind of helped me understand, okay, I know what I'm getting into. I'm still going to be able to play football, get my degree. I still play at a high level. So that was part of my main focus, just be able to still play football because obviously I had the stereotype of if you're not Division I, Division II, it's not good football. But that's obviously wrong because I came here and I was obviously still play good football.
Okay, so let's talk about you first came to Benedictine. Did you come here before you put your name on the line and look the place over and make a visit first?
Yeah, so I came here in February of 2020 and to take a visit. That was my first visit, and I decided to commit on my visit because of like how I like the environment, the school, the aspect of the coaches and what they're going to provide for me.
Okay, so what was sold you besides the coaches? Was there something about the school, the town, the campus? Was there anything like that you just said, man, I like it?
I think mainly just the mission, because I'm a big football guy, so the mission of what our goal was to achieve before at least I graduate was to win a national championship, and that's always the goal every year. I think it was just putting the pieces together every year since I've been here. Last 3 years, going on my third year now, so I feel like we have all the pieces we really need, and we just need to put it together.
And Coach Osborne, he's a guy who's meticulous in attention to detail, and he's a guy who strives to win, so that's got to feel good.
Oh, yeah, it does. It definitely does, especially when the helm of the ship is someone that everyone can respond to. You know, his mentality, the way he goes about every day, every week. It's something that everyone can get behind and kind of makes you want to run through a wall for him.
Okay, Isaac Anderson's joining us here. And now, Isaac, most important, football's great. Let's talk about the academics. What you mentioned earlier, you were undeclared mm-hmm. when you were in Western Colorado. Have you chosen something? Tell me about the schooling part.
So I decided to declare 2 years ago. I picked exercise science. So I'm a double major in coaching and strength and conditioning, mainly because I personally want to stay involved in the game of football, and I want to be able to become a D-line coach down the road and or a strength coach. Just depends on what I feel more drawn to, I guess. So, yeah, I'm right now just exercise science major, finishing up my last two semesters, and then I'm going to pursue my master's. I'm trying to get a GA somewhere and then start my career, hopefully.
So you're on track. It's a May graduation for you.
Yes, sir.
Good man. On the schedule here.
Yes, sir.
Now, so where would you like to go? I mean, a year or two, 3 years from now. Tell me where you'd like to be. Have you got any like long-range plan? I would like to be here. Because you've been through the west half of the country. You looking east side, or you like where you're at?
I mean, I wouldn't mind going to the east coast. Honestly, I'm big in taking opportunities that come to me. I try not to be picky in opportunities because, you know, beggars can't be choosers. And the biggest thing that I learned was going from California to Colorado to Kansas is, like, take that, like, leap of faith of, like, it might be a little bit different. You're not going to know anybody, but it's going to be a good thing, you know, because it's going to help you branch out, kind of build more connections, and help you, like, evolve as a person. So, I mean, I personally would like to see myself at a Division I, DAA, D2, any level of college football, and being on a staff and be able to hopefully be on a paid staff.
On a traveling note, have you traveled the country quite a bit, or has it been mostly western half? Have you seen a lot of this?
I've seen a good amount of states. I don't know if maybe like 10%, maybe 5% of the states. Nothing too crazy, but I've seen a good amount of states, east, west coast. I think mainly just like southeast, not too much northeast. But mainly that's probably as far as I've gone. Mainly south, sometimes a little north on the west side. But
tell me about this defensive group. I look out there and you got a lot of talented guys. I mean, is it as tight knit? Is it to feel like I think it is like that?
Oh, it definitely is. Like, we have a lot of guys, especially young guys that have played now for a year or two and are ready to take that leadership role and kind of take over the team. Everyone's willing, everyone's able to communicate with each other the way we need to. There's not as last year or 2 years ago, there's a lot more arguing with amongst players when certain people would call out other players. Now it's kind of just disappeared because everyone respects what they have to say and whether it's good or bad.
Right. And yet I have to assume that there are those leaders on the unit who will say, hey, you know, I need you to do this or whatever, mm-hmm. but you take it in a different manner.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so you kind of got to take it with a grain of salt. Like, it's not always the thing you want to hear, but sometimes it's what you need to hear. And I feel like that's a big step with what our team has grown to, because everyone's willing to take that grain of salt and kind of move forward with it instead of just letting it affect them personally and take it as like a personal attack instead of, oh, I'm trying to help you. I care about you. I love you, you know?
Isaac Anderson's with us. Isaac, I know you're busy. You've got a full load of school. You talk about, you know, with the look for 2 degrees and mm-hmm. football takes a lot of time. Maybe you have a spare minute. What kind of things do you do? What kind of hobbies you got? What do you do in your own time?
Personally, I'm a big FIFA guy. I like to play FIFA.
There you go.
Games.
I like to ask guys, you know, what video games they play.
Yeah.
I can't, and again, I'm not a huge soccer guy.
Yeah.
I don't get how so many football guys love the FIFA game.
See, I have one of my best friends, he's a soccer player, and he's been a soccer player his whole life. And I honestly don't like soccer, but recently, the last couple of years, I've been getting more into it. And I love it now. Honestly, I can watch it. I can play it. I play it all the time in my video game. That and 2K, you know, if anybody needs to work, I'm here.
Are you good? Are you any good?
Yes, sir. I mean, I'll play anybody. No one wants to play me in FIFA. They know I'm good at FIFA. No one wants to play me in FIFA. But people will challenge me in 2K and Madden, which understandable. Everyone's going to be good, but that FIFA, I feel like I'm pretty good.
What other hobbies do you have? Do you build things? Are you a woodwork guy? Do you like to, you know, to movie watch? I mean, do you, what, any other hobbies that you have personally?
I don't know about as much as probably video games, because I'm not much of a big, like, I'm very, like, a indoors kind of guy. Like, I kind of just like to be myself, kind of just relax.
Watch a little TV?
Yeah,
movies, any
probably
of that
movies,
TV?
Yeah, probably a movie guy. I'll probably binge watch movies all day.
Top two or three movies for you? Favorites?
Oh, man.
Ones that you can watch, like, three times in a row, practically.
Okay. I can go Forrest Gump anytime.
Yeah?
Any movie from the Avengers series, and then the Justice League by, I think it was Dan Schneider. I think he directed that. It's like a four-hour movie. I can watch it every day. I can watch it every day, 24/7. I don't know why, but I can watch that movie all the time.
Love it. Okay, do you have any, like, skills that we don't know? I mean, do you play music? Do you, do you sing? Do you, is there any, do you have, like, any hidden talents that we don't get to see out on a football field?
That's a great question. I used to be able to play the saxophone. I used to play guitar.
There you go.
I kind of grew out of it a little bit because I started getting more consumed with sports, and I would kind of just focus more on sports. I did wish I kept playing saxophone and the guitar, but probably photography. That's like a little passion I have.
Yeah.
I don't do it all the time, but when I have time, sometimes I'll go and just take pictures of random stuff, just do for fun.
Nice.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's say that we're in the off season, I happen to be in SoCal and bump into you, and you're like, say, we're going to go out. Where are you going to take me? I mean, look at me. I love some food. I think that we probably both like a good meal.
Of course.
Where are you going to take me in around home? And what is, like, the best meal on the menu? Favorite place to go dine? Do you have one?
I would say, so it's this little restaurant. It's not a chain or anything. It's just one restaurant. And it's called Money Pit. And it's in San Marcos, California. And it's right down the street from my high school, like maybe a minute or two. And honestly, get anything on the menu. It is delicious. But one thing you have to get is fries and a shake with it. They got avocado burgers. They got burgers. They got sandwiches. They have breakfast, whatever you want. And it's nothing too crazy, but it's just like, it just has its own unique, like, to it, and I love it. I miss it so much. I've been able to have it, I think, in like 3-4 years, something like that. And man, it's getting me hungry.
So next time you're home,
That's the first spot. And then if you want something sweet, Peterson Donut Corner. It's in Escondido, California. It is delicious. It's kind of deep in Escondido, so be careful. But it's right on the corner. You can't miss it. Fresh donuts if you go at the right time. They're great people. Great prices, like super cheap, and delicious donuts. They're huge, like they're literally the size of your forearms. It's crazy.
And by the way, for people listening, Isaac's got real big forearms. Okay, he's a big man.
They're big. I'm trying. And the burritos are literally the size of your forearm. They're huge and like $7. Like, oh, you can't beat it.
Love it. Isaac Anderson, one last question. This is the hardest question I'm going to ask you. It's going to take probably the most thought of anything that I've asked you so far. Which do you pick? Superman, Batman, Spider-Man?
Superman.
Wow, that didn't take long.
That's easy.
Why is it Superman?
Superman, I mean, what can't he do? He can do everything. He is the ultimate superhero. He was born. He was not made.
There you go.
Yeah.
I love it. Isaac Anderson, it's been a joy to talk to you. I wish you continued success, and go Ravens, man.
Go Ravens.
Do you know how to recognize a phone scam? At Union State Bank, we're focused on keeping your financial future secure, and that means providing the information you need to keep your accounts protected. There are several red flags that can help you recognize a scam, such as a request for sensitive information or the promise that you'll get a prize. You can learn more about how to recognize a phone scam at mybankusb.com or visit one of our 8 convenient USB locations for valuable information about how to protect your assets. NMLS 654946, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC. FDIC.
Knotty Pine Oil is proud to announce the pumps are now open on Old 75 south of Holton. Member agreements are available in the office. The pumps are accessible 24/7, offering premium 91 octane, 87 octane with ethanol, diet and clear diesel, as well as DEF. Knotty Pine is back to their old roots as 82 years later, they honor what Grandpa Fletcher started. Visit them anytime for high quality fuel products and enjoy the convenience of the new location just south of Holton on Old 75 Highway.
Hi. This is Dr. Curtis Kincannon with Atchison Animal Clinic, where we provide efficient, top-notch veterinary medicine in a comfortable and safe environment for both animals and owners. But that's not all. We also offer grooming services and a selection of recommended pet foods from Hill's Science Diet and Royal Canin. Come visit us at 1401 U.S. Highway 59 or check us out at atchisonanimalclinic.com to schedule an appointment today. Atchison Animal Clinic, where service, satisfaction, and animal health meet.
We're today's hit country from KAIR-FM, Horton Atchison.
It's the only radio station we agree on.
We love the music. Music.
Today's hit country, Hot Country 93.7.
Kick off the new season with a visit to an old friend, Mueller's Locker Room. Since 1988, Mueller's has been Atchison's original sports bar and grill, serving up great food, cold beer, and all your favorite spirits. Whether you're hanging out in the dugout or relaxing on the deck, Mueller's is the place to be. Locally owned and operated, it's been the hot spot for good times for over 30 years. Mueller's Locker Room, 120 South 2nd in Atchison, your sports bar for all seasons.
Here is your Hot Country 93.7 forecast. High temperatures reach up to 61 this afternoon under mainly sunny skies, winds out of the south 8 to 15 miles an hour. Mainly clear skies again tonight, lows level off around 43. Daytime highs approaching 61. Tomorrow, ample sunshine expected. Dry with temps a bit above average, Monday and Tuesday, in the mid-60s. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
And this is Josie, 93.7. It's currently 62 degrees out there. I'm having one of those days, if you can't tell. We're looking at a feels-like temperature now of 62 degrees. The winds are negligible right now, and they're out of the east at, well, no, they're shifting currently. They're now out of the south at 15 miles per hour. The relative humidity is 52%. The dew point, 45 degrees Fahrenheit, and the barometric pressure is falling at 29.83 inches of mercury. We'll be returning to Tom Fieldside in just a moment.
Party Pens on, people! Taco John's new 2-for-5 Fiesta Chicken Tacos are here. That's right, grilled all-white meat chicken is ready to Fiesta. Fresh Pico is ready to Fiesta. And our Fiesta sauce is obviously ready to Fiesta. Kinda its whole thing. That and being creamy and savory and awesome, ready your party pants and your eating pants. They can be the same pants! New Fiesta Chicken Tacos, now 2 for $5 for a limited time, only at Taco John's. Download the app, earn free food.
Thanks for listening to the Taco John's Halftime Show on your home for Raven football, Hot Country 93.7, part of the MSC Sports Radio Network. Taco John's in Atchison, bigger, bolder, better. We now return to Tom and Gus, live at the stadium for second half action of Benedictine Raven football.
Hey, with that, we welcome you back again to Wilcox Stadium here on the beautiful campus of Benedictine College in Atchison, Kansas, where second half is getting set to go. Ravens with a 35-3 lead over Central Methodist as we welcome you back, everybody. Joseph, producing and engineering, doing news, weather, sports, all the stuff that happens back at the K-Radio Sports Studio. Joseph, thank you always so much. Tom Couch with you here, and Benedictine, of course, today and senior day is the regular season home finale. 39th meeting all time with Central Methodist. The Ravens have won the last two under head coach Joel Osborne. And for the Ravens, here's the thing, man. 2 weeks remaining in the regular season. BC's chasing a couple marks in the record book. Okay, they're hot pursuit of two. Jackson Dooley comes into the game today with 2,943 passing yards, and the single season record is 31-10, set by Garrett Kittle in 2022. So That said, you know, he is less than 200 yards away from that. Jacob Gathright, 3,398 receiving yards coming into the game today. The record, 3,543. Set by, give yourself a minute, Raven leading receiver in yardage from 2013 to 16. Yes, Christian Hack. So, there you have that. And you look around the conference right now as Benedictine, you're kind of looking at some of those other games, seeing how the rest of the conference is shaking out today, because one of these contests is extremely important in this big scheme of things for BC. And there are games. I mean, and there are some good games going on. How about Culver Stockton? Their lead over William Penn has diminished with 6:40 to go in the game. It's 35-31, Culver Stockton leading Penn. Just going into the second half, St. Ambrose with a big lead at 34-8 over Clark. At halftime in Olathe, Baker takes a 10-7 lead over Mid-America. There is where Raven eyes are focused. In Lamoni at halftime, really close. Graceland 13, Missouri Baptist 8. At halftime, William Woods in Marshall leads Missouri Valley 3-0. And then, of course, the most one-sided of all of the games, this one right here, Benedictine leading Central Methodist at halftime, 35-3. And at halftime, it is Grandview 16, Peru State 7. So there are some very, very close games going on in and around the Heart of America Athletic Conference. We'll be keeping an eye on those and helping keep you abreast of how those games are coming together and shaking out as we go on here this afternoon. For Benedictine at halftime, well, I mean, the important one, of course, is leading it 35-3. For the Ravens, already 300 total yards of offense to Central Methodist with 95. The Ravens have passed 11-17 for 188. Central Methodist is 6-15, 36 yards net passing. Rushing yards, the Ravens with 112, Central Methodist with 59 on 22 attempts. The Ravens have not punted today. Central Methodist has punted 6 times this afternoon. So there you have it. Ravens are really being beat up on time of possession. CMU with over 20 minutes. Benedictine with just over 9. So here we go. The kick away to begin the second half, and that thing's going to fly out the back of the end zone. And Benedictine will bring the offense out of the field. Remember, way back at the start of the game, Ravens had won the toss of the coin. They had elected to defer, and that's why they're going to get the ball here to begin the second half. Around 60 degrees here at game time. The wind out of the south has really picked up. It had diminished a little bit midpoint of that first half, but it has come back up kind of with a vengeance, and those flags are just whipping in the northeast corner of the end zone. Benedictine first down. A little different look at the backfield. Backs on either side of the quarterback. Jackson Dooley will flare it over to Jay Sean, who picks up 5, 7, 8 yards on a first down. Carries it. Takes the pass over in the left flat, turns it upfield. It's at the 33-yard line. Second down for Benedictine. Talking about guys like Jay Sean, he has 28 rushes today for, or rather, 28 yards on 3 rushes today. He also has 34 yards on 3 receptions. We were on a Jacob Gathright watch for receiving yards. He's not had a lot of yards today. 2 catches for 27 so far this afternoon. Second down, 2, Benedictine at the 33. Quarterback's back very wisely. And see, that is where Raven quarterback Jackson Dooley has done. You know where to find me. Jackson Dooley has done a great job of learning some of his limitations, knowing when to get rid of the ball, and in that case, not rolling out, not trying to throw on the run. That is not his long suit. He's a pocket quarterback. And he stands in, and when a pocket collapses on him, he's wise enough to get rid of that thing, get it away, and get it out of bounds. Here we go. Third down, 2. Ravens at their own 33-yard line. Hand off and hit in the backfield and spun to the ground for a loss. Benedictine, carried by Gorgie. He was picked up very quickly. The outside linebacker coming down on a bit of a blitz, and Benedictine going to go 3 and out, and for the first time today, Kellen Bruner is in to punt the football, and the Ravens will be punting into the wind here in the third quarter. I like that. I want to have the wind in my back in the fourth quarter. It's just kind of a thing. Cullen standing at his own 17-yard line, boots it away. That is a nice kick in that it was low in line drive. It's going to take a pretty neutral hop at the 40-yard line. Eagles are going to have it first and 10. Central Methodist putting their offense out of the field for the first time in the second half. First and 10 at their own 40-yard line. Ravens in front here in Atchison, Kansas, 35-3. Benedictine in those home black uniforms, black helmets, black jerseys, black pants. Central Methodist in the traveling white jerseys, white pants, and CMU green helmets, lettering, and trim. Quarterback in this ball club, Gavin Watts. He has been in there the entire afternoon. Lomax is running back. Watts is going to be back to throw. Fires one right flat, and it is going to be broken up at the 50-yard line. Incomplete. Looking for Moses Ross. Great defense over there for BC. Got Jackson Hoskins, and why you try to throw towards Jackson, I can't even begin to imagine. But he was right there and did a great job breaking that thing up. It is going to bring up a second and 10 for CMU. Eagles coming into the game at 1-8. 1-3 in the Hart South. Second down, 10. Still at their own 40-yard line. Four receivers are going to go out for Watts. Little handoff, bouncing outside, trying to get to the edge, and Will gets up to the 45-yard line. Christian Bryce picks up five on that second down run. You know, Central Methodist has really not scored much during the course of the season. In fact, averaging 12.9 points a game coming in here this afternoon. They've been averaging, giving up 37-plus. In fact, they've given up 60-plus two times to Graceland, who scored 62, and Baker, who also scored 62. So for CMU, it's been a rough, rough go this season, coming off their first win of the year last week. Here's a pass downfield, and it is picked off. Did Kaplinger get it? He's going to be out of bounds. Blue Kaplinger going way upstairs, out-leaping Chase Rankin for the football. But then, as he comes down, the ball is dislodged. It'll go incomplete, and Benedictine will send their kick return unit out of the field. It'll be fourth down in a punting situation for CMU. For BC, Jay Sean Todd will settle in around the 10-yard line. Central Methodist, Evan Workman. Evan has just been working today. He has been kicking a lot. This punt is away. Nice, high and hanging, and Jay Sean will let it bounce at the 5, and it is going to bounce to the 2 and at the 1, and it's going to be down at the 1-yard line. What a fantastic kick for Central Methodist and Evan Workman out of St. Louis, Missouri, Parkway North High School. He had one blocked a little bit ago into the end zone, and the Ravens recovered it for a touchdown. Well, this time, a spectacular kick. And there was no opportunity for Jay Sean to come up with any kind of a return. Benedictine, with the worst possible field position, is going to begin their second series of the second half. First and 10 to their own 1-yard line. We've got 12 and a half to go in the third quarter. These teams are not taking any time off the clock. This second half is going to take a while. Zimmerman moves from the left side over to the right side. And the handoff is going to go to the Raven running back. And it's going to be maybe a yard. No more than that for Dalton Witherspoon. We talked about Benedictine at Senior Day here and a lot of great seniors. I mean, we talked to Coach. A lot of great young men going to be moving on from the program, graduating out of the school. But there is a wealth of talent coming back. In fact, the entire backfield is coming back. Speaking of the backfield, the Ravens are going to go to a Wildcat formation here. And they're back to throw over the top. It's going to be caught at the 5, at the 10, at the 15. First down, BC. So the Ravens are going to advance the sticks with 11:45 to go in the third quarter. First and 10, Ravens. Now Benedictine is going to bring Zimmerman out. Jay Sean Todd comes in. They're also going to take out Dalton Witherspoon, who he's been kind of limping and battling a little bit with you can see some issues out there. And for him will come Xavier Ugorji. First and 10 Ravens, they've gotten away from their end zone. They're now out of the 17-yard line. First and 10 BC. They'll shift their wingman, Tyler Watson, over to the left side, where the Ravens will hand off to Jay Sean on the jet sweep. Jay Sean crosses the 20, gets up near the 25-yard line. And again, Tyler comes in. Ravens run, go that way, pick up 9. Second down and a yard, BC. Matt Sanford coming in for Benedictine. Also, Ethan Perrott will check in from the near sideline. Sanford's only a sophomore, but Ethan is one of the Benedictine seniors out of a place that just sounds delightful, Apple Valley, California. How can that not be a fantastic place? Apple Valley, second down in a pair. Ravens moving to football early in the second half. QB will keep it himself. Boots left and not going to get the 2 yards he needed. Might have gotten one of them, but I don't believe he picked up the first down, did he? And the officials are going to say, you know, that's close enough. They're going to say, give him the 2 yards, nose up to the 27-yard line. It'll be first and 10 Ravens. That was a good spot, good generous spot of the football. 10-10 to go and rolling in the third quarter. Benedictine looking for their 8th win of the season. They are 7-2 coming in here today. Pass to the receiver coming out of the backfield. It's going to be Ugorji, and he will only get a couple of yards. Play developed a little bit slowly. Ugorji way out on the side. The defense had anticipated that pretty well. And for Xavier to be really successful, a little broken field is probably necessary. He's super, super fast, but not real big at 5'9", 180. So not running through that traffic. It is second down and 8. Benedictine going from left to right here in the third quarter. Deep drop for the quarterback. He rolls, now throws to his running back coming out of the backfield, 30, 35, and picking up a first down around the 40-yard line. Catch Cameron Dover. So the Ravens bringing a lot of different guys into the game. Now, not like really new faces, but just faces who are familiar to us, but we don't see necessarily a lot in the course of a given Saturday afternoon. We're seeing more of them getting additional time. And again, I'll try to keep you posted when I see any new numbers, numbers with whom we are really unfamiliar as the afternoon wears on. From their own 41-yard line, it's a first and 10 for the Ravens. 8:50 to go in the third quarter. Play action over the middle. Zimmerman at the 50, 45, teasing at the 40-yard line. That was just a quick hitter over the middle, little ISO pass, and the Ravens advance the ball now into Eagle territory at the 40-yard line. Now, we've been talking about Jacob Gathright and his catching passes, 2 catches for 27 today. Well, he's really chasing a couple of marks. Jacob's got the career receiving yard chasing Christian Hack. He also, with 1 TD catch, will tie Christian Hack for touchdowns. Here's a pass over to the left flat. Zimmerman catches it, picking up a half a dozen. Gathright, 34 receiving touchdowns, 35 total touchdowns. With 210 points, Gathright is tied with Christian Hack on the scoring list at number 6. So the next score for Jacob will move him into the next spot. Second down. Benedictine now just inside the Eagle 35-yard line. Here's Ugorji. He'll go left, slows down now. Waits for a block to develop in front of him, steps on the gas, gets it to the 20, picking up a first down at the, or at the 30, picking up a first down at the 29-yard line. Ravens moving to chains. We are midpoint of the third quarter, 7.5 to play. BC on its second possession of the second half, now moving the football briskly downfield. This began all the way back at the Benedictine 1. Trips coming to the right side of the field for quarterback Jackson Dooley. Jackson looks over to the near side at coach, makes the call. Here's your handoff. Ugorji starts outside, cuts back inside, goes 25, 24, 23-yard line. Give him a half a dozen on a first down run. And Benedictine continues to shuffle players in and out. Now, pretty much every play, they're bringing in at least two different players. Nagafuliana and Gathright into the game now. They're going to go wide to the left side for Benedict, and the Ravens are going to have Robbie Sharp check in. Robbie will be your running back out of St. Pius X in Kansas City, Missouri. Second down for BC. Eagle 23-yard line. Motion to the left side. That's LeBron, and here's a pass that is going to be called incomplete. It was way short and really largely uncatchable into the left flat. I'm going to tell you, I'm having a little bit of a problem with LeBron Jackson. Not with LeBron, but with the uniform. LeBron is wearing red leggings, and he is wearing red long sleeves. And so it looks to me like it's largely not uniform out there for LeBron. Third down, three, Benedictine. Still at the 23-yard line. Back to throw, Dooley, looking over the middle. Man, wide open, caught at the 10, down to the 5, all the way to the 3-yard line. And now Central Methodist claims a ball has come out and that they've taken it. And the officials are going to run up over the football, and they have yet to make a definitive call. They are looking at this, and I think the question is, was he down? Eagles say, we've gotten it back, and Benedictine says, no, I don't think so. And there's going to be the call. It is Central Methodist football as the Ravens turn it over again. So for Benedictine, lots of turnovers this afternoon. Or certainly it feels like a lot of turnovers. Ravens are going to give it back. First and 10, Central Methodist. So a drive that began at their own 1-yard line, and it goes all the way inside.
Was the ball carrier fumbled the ball before being down. It was recovered by the defense on the 4-yard line. That play is under further review.
Okay, well, now that play is going to be under further review, and we'll see if the technology is going to allow that to be done. Benedictine, before that one, had lost one fumble this afternoon and have had one interception so far this afternoon. So if this is, in fact, a lost fumble, it'll be the Ravens' third turnover today. Joseph, while they're ironing this out, it's a golden opportunity for us to take a break. It'll take them a little bit of time, and we'll enjoy it. 6:14 to go. Time out of the field. 6:14 to go in the third quarter. Where it is Benedictine 35, Central Methodist 3.
KAIR-FM, Horton, Atchison.
Atchison Auto Parts is your locally owned and operated independent NAPA dealer. With a team of experienced employees that have a lifelong passion for the auto industry, they provide top quality parts and exceptional service. They are all car guys who care about getting you the right parts. And with locations in Leavenworth and Smithville, they can get that part same day if not on their shelves. Open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Good to have you with us here at Wilcox Stadium, Atchison, Kansas. Two games left in the regular season, and we've been talking about Jacob Gathright and what a great job he has done all season, all of his career. Well, with two games left in the year, Jacob is ranked second in the NAIA in yards per catch. Now, look at this number, 23.4. Phenomenal number. He's also ninth overall in the NAIA in yards per game, averaging over 100, and closing another single season receiving yards record of 1,202, held by, tell you what, one of the great receivers, and we've seen some great ones, one of the great receivers we've ever seen at Benedictine, Aaron Jackson in 2018, national championship game year. Aaron Jackson, 1,202 yards. Jacob is at 961. On 41 receptions coming into the game today. Again, the officials are performing a review out on the field and trying to determine whether the ball was, in fact, fumbled by the Ravens inside the 5-yard line and recovered by CMU, or whether the ball carrier was down prior to the ball coming out. It's going to be, give me a chance. Let's just go back around the conference here a little bit and see if we've got any updates on scores. Culver Stockton has won today. They defeat William Penn 42-31 in Oskaloosa. St. Ambrose, 5 minutes ago in the third quarter, way out in front of Clark, 34-8. Underway in the third quarter, Baker continues to lead Mid-America in Olathe, 10-7. Grayson is in front of Missouri Baptist now, moments into the second half, 13-8. With 6 minutes to go in the third quarter, Missouri Valley has gotten on the board, now leading William Woods 7-3. And rounding it out, 5 minutes ago in the third quarter, Grandview beginning to put a little distance now between themselves and Peru State. Vikings in front of the Bobcats, 26-7. Next week around the conference? Wait.
Ruling on the field of a fumble recovered by the defense stands.
And there you go. And that's largely what you would expect, because if there is not definitive evidence that it is a wrong call, it is assumed to be the correct call. So, the Ravens are going to turn it over for the third time today, and Central Methodist will stymie Benedictine, who had a 96-yard possession and comes away with no points. It is first and 10. Eagles at their own 3. Not the first time that Gavin Watts has been waiting for the snaps while standing in his own end zone. He will turn, hand off, running back, sweeps outside, gets beyond the 5, and he's going to be met, bear hugged, thrown to the ground out there. Nice job for Benedictine with that coverage by Blue Kaplinger. Inside 6 to go in the third quarter. No one has put any points on the board yet in the second half. The crowd, I don't know, the Raven crowd is pretty solid. The CMU crowd was not really, really large to begin with. There are not many Eagle fans here. Not a lot of green in the stands right now. Second down, 5. Central Methodist with the football, short of their own 10-yard line. Kevin Watts back to throw, standing at the goal line, launches one downfield for a receiver that he overthrows at the 45-yard line. Moses Ross racing down the left side, about numbers deep into the field, and good coverage by Benedictine downfield. Fabian and Chica with the coverage, and it will be 3rd and 5. So, Central Methodist really needing a first down here if they're going to keep the Raven offense off the field. Benedictine moved the ball briskly downfield, and there's no question they were going to punch that thing in before that turnover stopped the drive. 3rd down, 5 at their own 9. Central Methodist, QB is back, in trouble, hit down at the 2-yard line. Lucky wasn't in the end zone. It is another sack for Isaac Anderson. What a job, Isaac. And Benedictine brings the punt return unit into the game. And once more, we are going to see Jayshon Todd. This time he will be settling in at the 45-yard line, the CMU 45-yard line. The punter will not get his full drop. It's the line of scrimmage is the 2, so Evan Workman is standing heels to the rear of the end zone, right beneath the goalpost, waiting for the snap. Ravens want him. They've already blocked one for a touchdown. They're after this one again, and it's going to get away. It is high. Nice kick. Jayshon going back. 35, 30, 25, picks it up at the 23. Jayshon looking for some blocking. Run to the right side, 35. Markers come down, and Jayshon will come out of bounds around the 37-yard line, but we get a marker way back around the 30-yard line, and again, as we talked about earlier today, you pretty much expect for Benedictine it's going to be an illegal block of some sort. Awfully hard when you got that return guy just jitterbugging all around the place, and you never know if you're in the front of or behind the man you are assigned to block. Here's our call.
Personal foul. Blindside block. Return team. Number 13. 15 yards from the spot of the foul. First down.
So Benedictine will suffer additional penalty yardage, and the football is going to be marked back inside the 20. Ravens are going to have it first and 10. It's Benedictine football at their own 17-yard line. 4 minutes and 40 to go in a scoreless third quarter, but the Ravens still leading 35-3. Benedictine coming into the ballgame today, number 11 in the country. They would like to maybe throw a few more points on the board just to make certain they feel good about this win. Here's a run to the left side. And Dalton Witherspoon's going to pick up a couple, 3 yards. Not a lot over there for him. It'll bring up a third down, 7. Dalton at 5'11", 195. And now the officials are going to stop play. And we're going to get trainers coming out. Yeah, maybe a little bit. And we're going to take a timeout, Joseph. Here they come. They're helping this guy off the field. Taking a break. 4:28 left in the third quarter. Benedictine 35, CMU 3.
Craving something fresh? Head to Subway in Atchison. From the classic subs you love to fresh salads, wraps, and breakfast options, there's something for everyone. And don't forget to treat yourself with a foot-long churro or soft pretzel, perfect for a snack or with your meal. Subway, eat fresh. Conveniently located under the Fifth Street Viaduct in Atchison.
To go in the third quarter. We're taking this timeout out here with the officials, and we talked about this, Gus and I, many, many times, and in fact, he had numbers and stats on this a while back already, and as we had kind of realized how well Benedictine plays early in games and not quite as well late in the games. There's a lot of reasons for that. One thing, you get out in front, kind of like today's game. Ravens rolling up yardage and rolling up points early in the game, and now here in the second half, it's just a little more laborious, and they just not quite got that happening. Well, to put numbers on this, Benedictine has outscored their opponents 135-20 this season in the opening quarter. Right, this is the way they've come out of the blocks. In fact, the Ravens have scored on the first possession of the game almost every time this year. Ravens also hold an advantage in the second and third quarters. But in the fourth quarter, they're being outscored 91-82. Now, a lot of reasons for this. Certainly, Benedictine has outscored their opponents in the fourth quarter. They've done it 4 times this year, including last week's game with Mid-America. They have also matched their opponent in 2 games in fourth quarter scoring. And there's a lot of reasons why you don't outscore your opponent in the fourth quarter. A lot of it could be due to the fact that, let's face it, why you may have a substantial lead, and you're trying some new things, or you're trying some new personnel or some new packages, and not necessarily playing your very best hand out there. So that could certainly be a part of all of that. But that said, the Ravens play very, very well out the gate. I think if you're Benedictine, you feel like you want to get a big lead, and you want to get a good lead early, and that's what they have done. And now before the ball gets snapped, Ravens are going to be calling for a false start. And for BC, kind of don't want to say it, but the candid fact is sometimes they lose a little bit of that intensity. That's what happens there when you get those false starts. Your focus may not be quite the razor sharpness that you had at the onset of the ball game. And so that's something that you have to consider. BC looking at that complete game today. Here's a pass over into the right flat to LeBron Jackson, who had to come back for it. Ravens are going to pick up about 7 or 8 yards on that play, leaving Benedictine looking now at a third down, and see if they're going to spot this thing down at. They're going to spot it down around the 23, so it's third down 4 for BC. 4 minutes and 20 to go in the third quarter. 35-3, Benedictine out front. Quarterback Jackson Dooley is going to send Zimmerman left side. Hand off right side. Witherspoon is going to be grabbed behind the line of scrimmage. Will pull forward. And on a third down four, he is going to get a yard or so, but it is a fourth down and two call for Benedictine. And the Ravens, once again, they're going to be punting the ball away. So BC, who scored pretty much at will in the first half, now has been totally unable to put anything on the board in the second half. They did have one good drive, starting deep in their own end of the one, going all the way inside the opponent five before they turned it over with a fumble. But again, Benedictine not making it happen here in the second half. Here's the punt away. Cohen, kick into the wind, is going to be short at the 50. Raven bounce 45, down to the 40, and stopped at the 39-yard line. Here comes Central Methodist. And again, the Eagles last week, they come into this game, you got to think, feeling a little bit better, having snapped a 17-game losing streak. They did that against William Woods. And William Woods is going to be Benedictine's opponent next week. And William Woods and Missouri Valley have it at it today. And it is a one-possession game. Not now. Now it's a two-possession game. Just updating that score, 14-3, Missouri Valley. Valley at halftime was down 3-0. First play of the series and a handoff left side and a little running room, 45, cross midfield and into Raven territory it goes. Nice run to the left side for Central Methodist by Christian Bryce. First and 10, Eagles at the Benedictine 47-yard line. 3:20 to go in the third quarter. Neither team having put anything up on the board in the second half. 5 minutes ago in the third quarter. In Olathe, Baker continues to lead Mid-America 10-7. QB, it's a lateral. The ball's on the ground. Bounces straight back up into the running back's hands. Lucky break for Central Methodist as Carl Robinson had that thing just come straight back up, and he's able to grab it. Loses yardage on the play, but that's still a whole lot better than losing possession of the football on that play. So the ball is now back inside Central Methodist half of the field at the Eagle 48-yard line, where they look at a third down, or a second down and let's call it 15. Second and 15 at their own 48-yard line. Gavin Watts is back, goes over the middle, he's got a man open, and it's batted away. He's looking for Javon Williams, the 6'4 junior. And it looked like he was open, and at the last moment, a great defensive play for Benedictine is the cornerback shoots across, gets a hand on the ball, and Isaiah Haston knocks it away. Benedictine dodges one right there. It's third down and 15. Eagles still at their own 48-yard line, third down call. Long, long, long count. Quarterback is back to throw. Again, looking left, throwing left. Once the big guy and it's out of reach, a little too long, a little too far for Williams. And certainly I understand why you throw at a big target like that. He's got great reach. He's got great range. At 6'4", he's easy to pick out of the crowd. But Benedictine doing a really nice job defending him and covering him downfield. And for the Ravens, Joey Abrams was step for step with him in coverage. Now, that's not a matchup that Central Methodist hates, okay? Having a linebacker, Joy Abrams, covering that big receiver. Here's the punt from CMU, a rocket. And it will bounce at the 5, and before CMU can down it, will get into the end zone. Benedictine will begin this possession at their own 20-yard line. We're down to 2 minutes and 5 seconds to go in the third quarter. And again, these two teams have snapped the ball a lot, but no one has been able to change the scoreboard. Still 35-3, Benedictine in front. Keeping a close eye on the games going on around the conference, going to the fourth quarter, Grandview with a 26-7 lead now over Peru State, giving themselves a little bit of distance. Missouri Valley up 21-3 over William Woods. Here's a handoff, sweep it to the left side. Ugorji hit at the line of scrimmage once and twice and down, no gain. Maybe even lost a half a yard. St. Ambrose is opening it up early in the fourth quarter against Clark, 41-15. And again, the only early game, the only noon game today, Cobra Stockton, they defeat William Penn in a high-scoring affair, 42-31. It's second down Ravens, still at their own 20-yard line. Motion to the right side for Jackson Dooley. His receiver's going to set up slot. Dooley rolls right, rolling out of the pocket. Now throwing on the run, wide open at the 45, at the 50, and into Eagle territory. With that reception, it's Ethan Perrott, the 5'11 senior Benedictine. One of their better plays in the game, and certainly their best play of the second half. Ravens are going to have it first and 10 across midfield. 1 minute and counting to go in the third quarter. BC quickly back up over it. With running back Ugorji in the backfield. Jackson now walks up behind his center, changes the play. Hand off, Xavier. He'll try the outside. Then he stopped looking for an opening. And while he's standing there looking for an opening, two defenders are closing the gap on him, and they bring him to the ground. Guy going to get credit for the tackle is going to be Altenburg, Missouri native Dylan Holt. 6 foot, 180-pound senior outside linebacker for the Eagles. Benedictine now, second and 11. They're not going to take a snap, I don't think, before the end of the quarter. We'll wait and see if they let it roll down at 13 and now at 10 seconds left. They're kind of milling around the football, and now they're going to call it off. We're taking a break. 3 quarters in the book, Canaches and Kansas. It's all Ravens, Benedictine 35, CMU 3.
Fall is tailgating season, and before you head out to cheer on your team, stop by Huntley Liquor. Whether you're grilling, chilling, or celebrating that big win, we've got the drinks to keep your tailgate going strong. Choose from a wide selection of domestic and imported beers, fine wines, and premium spirits to make your tailgate a hit. Huntley Liquor, 119 South 9th Street in Atchison. Hometown friendly, hometown helpful. That's Huntley Liquor.
Well, here's the deal. It's not quite Saturday night, but it's getting closer as the shadows out of the field are growing long. And frankly, all day long, there has not been a lot of fight in the Central Methodist Eagles this afternoon, who come into the game having just snapped a 17-game losing streak. But for Benedictine, the lead got big early in the game, and CMU has never been able to really be a part of this one this afternoon. The Ravens scored first in the game. They led at halftime 14-3 and led it, or led at the end of the quarter 14-3, led at halftime 35-3. Now, neither team able to put anything on the board in the third quarter so far. We'll see if either of these clubs snap out of it or if they just kind of go through the motions and into the fourth quarter. The Ravens, though, are moving on this possession. They have a second down and 11 at the Central Methodist 43-yard line. Benedictine now changing sides of the field. Will be going from right to left and with the wind at their back in the fourth quarter. Here we go. Jackson Dooley calls signals and will go right side. It's going to be caught at the 40 and pushed out of bounds very near the first down marker. I believe that will be the second catch of the game and the shortest one of the game for Joseph Lagafuliana. Joseph snagging that 72-yard touchdown pass early in the game. Well, he's going to catch that one and pick up about 9, maybe 10. Ravens look at a third down and a long yard here. Just underway in the fourth quarter, Benedictine in front here this afternoon. The number 11 ranked in the nation, Ravens, 35-3. CMU trips to the left side. Your running back is going to be Xavier Ugorji out of Menifee, California. And now we're getting official stop and play. And we have a real argument. Jackson Dooley is very adamant about what he's arguing about with the official. Now you got Coach Osborne way out of the field. He's really unhappy with the crew. He hasn't been overly thrilled with them, I don't think, all day. And Joseph, while they hash this out, we're going to take a timeout. taking a break here. Down to 14:50 to go this afternoon. Ravens 35, Eagles 3.
When you spend your hard-earned dollars on your favorite vape, you don't always know what you're getting, depending on where you go. That deal you got may mean a bootleg, even old stock. And that's why you should choose Skyway Vapes when making your selection. Skyway Vapes, 7-Eleven Commercial in downtown Atchison, guarantees no knockoffs, no quick burnouts, and in many cases, even offers refunds. When you choose your vape, guarantee quality by choosing Skyway Vapes, 7-Eleven Commercial in downtown Atchison.
Well, as we return, we've been unable to divine exactly what the unhappiness presented by Jackson Dooley toward that official was, but neither he nor Coach, I think, had an argument that was able to sway him in any way. It's third down, and we'll call it a couple of yards. Short two for Benedict inside the Eagle 35-yard line. Zimmerman will go motion to the right side, short side of the field, stops and sets to the wing there. Handoff is going to go to Ugorji. He's hit at the line of scrimmage, and he's not going to get there. Again, when Xavier cuts into traffic, it's a hard day for him. Now Benedict is going to make an interesting move, and they are going to bring an additional lineman in, and the Ravens are going to go for it at the 34-yard line on a fourth down one call. PC is going to line up in single backfield, three receivers left. Fourth down, and it's not a yard. It's a long yard. Quarterback rolls left, rolling left, being chased, rolling left, directs traffic, goes to the end zone. Little pushing and shoving, and there's the penalty markers. Here's the deal. As he was rolling to the left side, Jackson Dooley was directing traffic. He was telling Jayshon, keep going, go to the end zone, keep running. So Jayshon gets the message, runs downfield, two defenders on him say, I can't let this cat catch a touchdown. So they push him to the ground.
15-yard penalty, automatic first down.
And it was a smart play because if they don't push him to the ground, he's going to catch that. It's going to be a Raven touchdown instead. It's going to be a 15-yard penalty. And it's going to set Benedict up with a first and a 10. And from the 34-yard line, it's going to be, I would think, the 19. Let's see if they spot it down around there. There it is, coming up at the 19-yard line. 14 minutes to go in the ballgame. Ravens will keep moving the football. Ethan Perrott is going to be the receiver wide to the left side. Ethan, one of those receivers that wears, like, the basketball shorts. They come down mid-thigh. Way above the knee. No thigh pads, no knee pads. Here's your first down call. Dooley goes back, goes left, and should have been picked. It wasn't. Instead, touchdown Ravens. That was one of those plays where the corner looked to jump the route. He misses the ball, and the Ravens are right there to haul in the TD pass. Give it to Hillsboro, Missouri native Tyler Watson. Over on the left side of the defense, Jalen Williamson, he did what freshmen do, and that will be make a freshman mistake. He's really athletic. He's been out there all day. He's a starter, 6'1", 175 freshman. But he thought, if I could jump this route, I could take this thing back 95 yards. And he maybe could have, but he didn't. And the Ravens have scored instead, and an extra point is up and good, and we've got a timeout on the field. Timeout. 13:58 to go in the game. Benedictine stretches its lead. Ravens 42, Eagles 3.
It's that time of year again. Cooler weather, holiday lights, family gatherings, and the delicious food. But for some of us, that means heartburn and acid reflux. Occasional heartburn is normal, but if it's happening more than two or three times a week, it might be something more serious, like GERD. The good news? Amberwell Surgical Care can help you find lasting relief, not just treat the symptoms with medication. This season, enjoy the holidays without the burn. Call Amberwell Surgical Care at 913-367-6682 or visit amberwellhealth.org to learn more about surgical treatment options for GERD.
Well, the total yardage number between these that separates these teams continues that chasm to grow as Benedictine is now at 480 total yards this afternoon. as that Raven kickoff is going to go deep out the back of the end zone. 480 total yards for the Ravens. Central Methodist today has rolled up 110 yards of offense on 47 plays. They have passed for 36 yards today and rushed for 74. Benedictine has thrown for 343 on 22 of 30 for Jackson Dooley. And rushing yards for Benedictine, 26 rushes for a net of 137. So averaging over 5 yards a rush. Those are kind of numbers that I think that you could probably be okay with that. Penalties, the Ravens 6 for 59. Here's a handoff into the middle of the line on the first down play for a Central Methodist. It's going to go for a very short yardage. It'll bring up a second down. Penalties, 5 for 36 for CMU, and again 6 for 59 for Benedictine. Ravens, though, have had a little trouble holding onto the football. They've given up one interception and have lost both of their fumbles today. So BC turning it over 3 times today. Central Methodist, kind of hard to believe, trailing 42-3 that they have not turned the ball over, but they haven't. And, in fact, CMU has a greater time of possession. Here comes a second down call. Eagles quarterback is back. His pass to the near side is going to be short. Under great duress, there was a need for Gavin Watts to get rid of that ball pretty quickly. And Colonel Robinson, I don't think he even had any idea that the ball was airborne when he turned around to look for the pass, and it's going to go incomplete. Third down for CMU. On that incompletion, the clock stops with just over 13 minutes to play in the ballgame this afternoon. For Benedictine, looking at those numbers, you've got Jackson, 22 of 30 again for 343. Xavier Ugorji is the Ravens' leading rusher now, and 50 yards on 9 carries. QB is back, passes over the middle, nicely caught, first down, and more yards. Ravens can't get him to the ground at the 40, 45, 50, still on his feet, 45, breaks a tackle to the 40, down it goes to the Benedictine 36-yard line. That was the most electric play of the day for Central Methodist, and it was a wide receiver, a little guy, 5'9", Chase Rankin. He's out of Winfield, Missouri. Made the catch and an even better run. First and 10, Eagles with 13 minutes to go. They're at the Benedictine 36-yard line. Gavin Watts brings him up to the line of scrimmage and is going to run Tristan Boyce very wide to the right side. Single running back behind him. Looks like Lomax back there. CMU would like to put something on the board. Just something to feel a little bit better about how this thing's going today. Here's a handoff to the running back. That won't help any. Great job, Isaac Anderson. He's having a fantastic day today for BC. Cole Johnson also in on that tackle. Second and 10. No gain on the carry. Christian Bryce now in. Out of Crockett, Texas. Second and 10. No idea where Crockett is, but big state. Could be about anywhere. At the Raven 40, or rather 36. Raven 36 yard line, CMU with a football. Trailing by an insurmountable amount. Quarterback is going to fake the jet sweep, keep it himself, goes straight ahead to the 30, keeps his balance, driving, pushing. They keep shoving him forward, and he's going to pick up on a second and 10. He's going to pick up a lot of it. It's going to be a gain of 7 or 8. That was nicely done by Gavin Watts. We have not seen him be a rushing, running threat at all today. In fact, he's going to be credited with 7 rushes, but those were because he was sacked, averaging minus 4 yards every time he carries the ball. So those, again, were all sacks. He does not run as a rule, but he ran it nicely there. And here's a handoff to the running back. Going to pick up a first down. Get into the secondary. Down to the 20-yard line. It's going to go Christian Bryce. First and 10, CMU. The skies are now absolutely crystal, crystal clear. It is spectacular. We have half a moon, which has already risen, directly above the Abbey. There's your photo op, I'm telling you. Long shadows from the officials and players out on the football field now as we are well into the fourth quarter with 10.5 to go in the ballgame. Quarterback rolls right, throws to his running back, who tries to hurdle, but There's no way he was going to be able to leap over and escape the Benedictine defense. That's going to bring up a, what, second down? Yeah, second down call. How about that tackle by Sam? See, I'm looking down on number 41, and I know there's only one guy wearing 41 today. Hard number to wear if you're a Raven, and that is Sam Torline. Sam, whose dad and uncles are all here this afternoon. So it's good to see him out of the field and getting that name in the record book today with that stop. 10 minutes to go in the ball game. It is a second down call. Quarterback's back, throwing a fade pattern deep into the left corner. He's got his man wide open in a skidding catch. Touchdown, Eagles. CMU with the TD over into the left corner, back of the end zone. And the tiny, tiny receiver over there is able to whip up that catch, Chase Rankin. So Rankin with the catch, and the Eagles have their first touchdown today. The ball's going to be held by the punter, Workman. And the placement, yep, the kick is there, and we're taking a break. Eagles on the board with 9:51 to go in the ball game this afternoon. Ravens 42, Central Methodist 10.
Ready to look and feel your best? Snap Fitness in Atchison is more than just a 24-hour gym. With three tanning beds, you can get that perfect glow. Appointments are available Monday through Thursday from 10 to 1 and 2 to 6, and Fridays and Saturdays from 10 to 12. Stop by Snap Fitness at 409 Commercial or call 913-367-1511 to book your tanning session today. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness.
Good to have you along with us this afternoon here on CARE Radio. It is, can you believe it, week 10, game 10 of the 2024 college football season in the Benedictine Ravens on senior day here this afternoon, the final regular home game. We're going to bring the kickoff return unit out of the field as Central Methodist has gotten into the end zone for the first time today with 9:51 to go in the game. Ravens lead cut to 42-10. CMU kicking off and into the wind. It'll be Oscar Simon out of Colleyville, Texas, to kick. The BC return guys understand how strong that wind has become this afternoon, and they've shortened way up, both of them standing at the 20-yard line. For the Ravens back there, Todd and Lagapuyana. Here's the advance of the ball by Oscar, and he puts the whole leg into it, end over end, and spinning like a pinwheel, take it at the 15. Joseph to the 20, 5, gets across the 30, 35, 38-yard line. Nice little return. And Joseph Longo-Fuliana, with limited touches, is having a big day today. And the Ravens offense is going to come back out of the field. The question is, at what point do the Ravens begin to interject some of the young guys, some of the different guys, and maybe rest those starters getting into the late part of the season? And the answer to that is it's starting right now. That said, into quarterback, the Benedictine offense, is going to be Caden Austin. Caden is a tall young man. At 6'4", he's a sophomore from Laguna Hills, California, where he's out of Laguna Hills High School. First and 10, Benedictine at their own 37-yard line. Caden Austin, left-handed quarterback. We'll start with that little fact. And here's a tackle out of bounds to the 40-yard line where the Raven receiver is grabbed and spun around and thrown hard to the ground. No penalty on the play. It was stretched out quite a ways. Jonah Roberts makes that catch for BC. So, again, we're going to be utilizing some of the wealth of information that we have available to us here, getting these programs all out and up where we can spot them more easily. And here's a little jet sweep to the left side. Benedictine trying to get to the edge, trying to get to the edge. There is no edge. It's going to be out of bounds under the near sideline. And there will be minimal gain on that play. There we go. So for the Ravens, going from right side to left side. That ball was in the hands of R.J. Brewster. R.J. is senior out of Atlanta, Georgia, where he went to St. Pius X High School. Ravens coming out on a third down and 7 at their own 40-yard line. Inside 9 to go in the ball game. Caden Austin will send a man in motion. Now he's got a little draw play, quarterback draw. He gets to the line of scrimmage. The defense is there. He just kind of covers himself and the football up a little bit. It will be a very short gain, and the Ravens will be 4 on fourth down. They'll be looking to punt the football away, so they're going to go 3 and out. Colin Bruner going to check back in for Benedictine, and the Ravens are going to be punting the football. So Caden Austin getting into the game, and the Ravens getting some of the young guys some PT here this afternoon. Wide to the right side for Benedictine on the kick coverage is going to be Jonah Roberts. Fourth down 3. Ravens just short of their own 45-yard line. Cullen should get some yardage on this thing with that wind going. Snap is perfect. Everybody drops back for the return, and that's a beautiful kick. It is high, but it's going to land out of bounds by some distance. So let's see where it goes away. 25-yard line. First and 10. Central Methodist, when we come back, as we will be enjoying a media timeout. We're pretty much through halfway through the fourth quarter. 7:53 to go in the game. Ravens 42, Central Methodist 10.
Stop by Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill for lunch or dinner. Try their signature stack burgers or chicken strip basket, original or honey barbecue sauced and tossed. Top it off with a classic DQ treat like a hot fudge sundae, dipped cone, or one of the many Blizzard flavors. All right now at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Happy tastes good.
Great to have you along here this afternoon as the Ravens wrapping up the home portion of the regular season here. Wilcox Stadium this afternoon. Benedictine, well, they're doing what Benedictine has done this season. Let's see. Coming into the game today, the Ravens are averaging 42.4 points a game. And today, let's see, 42 points. They're pretty much right where you would expect them to be. BC has been giving up 28 a game. They have improved on that considerably today. They've held the Eagles to only 10. And, in fact, their lone touchdown of the day came just moments ago. So, for Benedictine, it's been another good afternoon. Last time these two teams met a year ago, Ravens won it 59-21. And in the history between these two teams in the conference, well, it's no Culver Stockton, but it's close. Ravens are 30-2 against against Central Methodist. Here we go for the Eagles at the 25-yard line where it is 1st and 10. They're going left to right. QB, BB, over the middle, caught at the 30-35, and first down yardage up to the 37-yard line. Quick hitter and advance in the sticks. CMU with the football and a nice catch over the middle. Max Thomas grabs that one up. Ravens still have a lot of young guys out of the field. Got Kyle Rowland is out there for BC. On the left end, you're going to have Joy Abrams. He's had a huge game today. There's a game ball in this one for him, probably. Got, again, Sam Torline is still in the game defensively for Benedictine. It's 1st and 10. Eagles at their own 37-yard line. Really long count by the quarterback. Watts stays in the game to run the team. And here's a handoff and running into the big bear hug of redshirt freshman Ben Gilliland. There's nowhere to go. And the running back is looking around, looking at his teammates. And Christian Bryce goes, did nobody block on that play? Well, you would think not, because Gilliland came through, met him full arm, wrapped him up, arms around his midsection, and brought him straight to the ground. Third or second down and a dozen, a loss of a pair on that first down sweep right. Eagles at their own 35-yard line. The clock now beginning to be a real deal at 6.5 minutes to play. Bryce will stay in at the running back spot for Watts. He's behind the quarterback. And will take the handoff into the left side of the line. There's nothing doing. He will not get back to the original line of scrimmage. It'll be a third down and probably 11. And for Central Methodist, the Ravens doing a great job of just plugging this business up. Third down and they're going to say he got back to that original line. So it's third down at 10. At the Eagle 37-yard line. Ravens this season have been really good at PATs. They've been pretty good at red zone touchdowns today or this season. Not so much today. Third down and 10. Quarterback's back. The blitz is on, and he gets rid of it hurriedly and throws it very much short of his intended receiver. He's looking over here on the near sideline, but cannot find Zion Slade, senior wide receiver out of Arkansas. So he's not able to get it to him. And Benedictine, once again, is going to put the kick return unit out of the field. Return will come from around the 27-yard line for the Ravens, and the punt will be coming from the 25. Fourth down for the Eagles, 5.5 minutes to play. The pressure on, the kick away. It's just kind of a dead ball high and hanging at Jay Sean. We'll watch it waft into his arms around the 35-yard line. Ravens offense back out on the field. First and 10, Benedictine at their own 35. For BC next week, we go to Fulton in a first ever meeting with William Woods. Ravens have been playing them periodically, you know, basketball, but William Woods, new to the football world, and the Ravens are going to do what they can to welcome them next Saturday. We'll be over there, and Gus and I'll be with them and with you for the broadcast of that ball game. First and 10, BC. The handoff, run left, 35-45. He's going to take it to the 30. Left side, 20. At the 10. Touchdown, Ravens. What a play for Benedictine. A 66-yard touchdown run for the Ravens. And there was absolutely no one who was catching Jonah Roberts. He broke outside, and he just hoofed it to the other end of the field. And the Ravens, with 5:18 to go in the game, go up 48-10. Jonah Roberts, senior running back from Windsor, Missouri, and that was not anything diagrammed really crazy. It was very basic play where you get to the outside and you turn it up. But Jonah showed phenomenal speed, outran everyone to the other end, and then Harry Balke adds yet another point after. And we're taking a break here at Wilcox Stadium. Timeout on the field at 5:18 to play. Ravens 49, Eagles 10.
Party pants on, people. Taco John's new 2-for-5 Fiesta Chicken Tacos are here. That's right. Grilled all white meat chicken is ready to Fiesta. Fresh Pico is ready to Fiesta. And our Fiesta sauce is obviously ready to Fiesta. Kind of its whole thing. That and being creamy and savory and awesome. Ready your party pants and your eating pants. They can be the same pants. New Fiesta Chicken Tacos. Now 2 for $5 for a limited time. Only at Taco John's. Download the app, earn free food.
With the wind at their back, the Ravens are going to be kicking to Central Methodist with 5:18 to play in the game, sporting a 39-point lead. Welcome back, everybody. Cullen Bruner, the Raven punter and kickoff specialist, will advance, sends it away. That's going to be pretty short. Kind of got behind it. It's going to go all the way down to the 2-yard line where it's going to be fair caught. So they're going to fair catch that thing at the 2. And Benedictine will put their defense out of the field once again. Defense has been, they've been salty today. I mean, they've been good. For BC defensively this afternoon, let's see if we can't get some numbers up here. Isaac Anderson. You knew he would be leading the way in tackles, right? You've heard his name so many times today. 7 tackles for Isaac. Zach Lacombe has 5. Here's a handoff into the middle of the line for absolutely 0 gain for CMU. Eagles not getting much with that. And Central Methodist carrying a football over there is going to be Bio from Staten Island, New York. It'll bring up a 2nd down at the 25-yard line. Defensively for the Ravens, Isaac with 7, Cole Johnson 5, Tim Glazer 5, Zach Lacombe with 5, 4 apiece for Trey Williams and Blue Kamplinger. So Benedictine's defense having a splendid day. Here's a run back into the middle of the line again for Central Methodist. And again, they have met with no success. It'll be a gain of maybe 1 yard, 3rd down and long for Benedictine. How about a stop in there by Joe Burke, huh? The senior from Albuquerque. Also in there for the Ravens, I'm seeing Kenny Lathram, the senior defensive tackle from Fullerton, California. Out here on the near side, Kyle Rowland, the senior quarterback out of St. Charles. Ravens with some guys getting some good PT. Again, we mentioned Ben Gilliland is out of the game. Quarterback back to throw. Little sidearm pass is going to be, nope, he pulls it back down. Now he's going to try to run with it and will not get the 1st down, but now he will. As he runs out of bounds and the Ravens make contact with him off the field of play. So it will be an Eagle 1st down coming off the Benedictine penalty. So the Ravens making a bit of a mistake over there, and they're going to have contact, and it will be CMU getting the 1st down. Dominic Stone King, Ravens senior safety from Moberly, is deep in the backfield, and he is back there with Dylan Witherspoon.
Defense, number 92, 15-yard penalty. 1st down.
So there's the official sharing with us that penalty being assessed against the Ravens. Looking up here at the defensive line for BC. I've got mentioned Joe Burke in there. Always good to see Joe out of the field. Here comes Central Methodist. Still in their half of the field, just short of the midfield stripe at the 47-yard line. Motion will come to the near side. 1st and 10, call Eagles. QB. Hands off, running back straight ahead, breaks the tackle, gets to the 50, 45, down to the 40-yard line. Sam makes the tackle, so Torline on the stop for Benedictine, along with Dylan Witherspoon. It'll be an Eagle 1st and 10. 3:15 to play in the game. So Central Methodist would love to get one more score on the board. The Ravens have got Xavier Hernandez in the game, the junior from Atchison, Kansas. So Xavier is out there for the Ravens now on that defensive front. 1st and 10, CMU, just inside the Raven 40. Quarterback, really long count, keeps it, boots right, looking, throws downfield. A nice pass that should have been caught, but it was not. Central Methodist receiver down there, Moses Ross, not able to haul that thing in. And Benedictine with great defense by Caden Austin, I guess, down there for BC. Or no, make that Vince Thompson. They got the offensive defense backwards here. That's Vince Thompson out there. 2nd down, 10 to the 39-yard line. Again, a single man to the backfield. Motion will go over to the left side. Central Methodist looking to get something on the board late in the ball game. Handoff, running back tries right side, nothing doing. Ravens are going to ramp him up and stop him for little to no gain. It is Kevin Harris. Front row for Benedictine. I've got Kevin Harris out there. I've got Jason Anderson on the front row. We've got Xavier Hernandez, and those are the front three, and looks like the last guy kind of stepping up there, that's going to be probably Joseph Abrams. So there's the Benedictine defensive front. 2 minutes to go in the game, and we're going to get a timeout. Taking a break before Central Methodist can put the ball in play. 2 minutes left. Ravens 49, Eagles 10.
Looking for the ultimate night out? Head to High Voltage Bar and Dance, where the fun never stops. Open late every day of the week. Sundays, join them at 1:30 for bingo. Tuesday nights, get your boots on for free line dance lessons. And don't miss our weekend lineup. Fridays and Saturdays, it's karaoke, a DJ, or a live band bringing the house down. For all the latest updates, check out the High Voltage Facebook page. High Voltage Bar and Dance, 7-Eleven Commercial in Atchison, where every night is a good time.
Benedictine football this afternoon on Care Radio in week number 10. Next week, final game of the regular season. As the Ravens are being very careful to take care of business one game at a time and not look too far ahead. But prospects of postseason action are very, very bright for this team. As today they will move to 8-2 on the season with a trip to William Woods. And it works for next week. Third down, 9. Eagles at the Benedictine 39-yard line. First play inside the two-minute break. Quarterback will hand off and into the line, a one-yard gain. The Raven defense continues to be really, really stingy. And again, you've got Sam Torline coming off the bottom of that stack, and also Jason Anderson out of Lancaster, California. Fourth down, CMU, and why wouldn't you leave the offense on the field? You're at the Raven 38-yard line. It is fourth down, 8. Minute and a half to play. No reason whatever for the Eagles to take that offense off the field here, treading at 49-10. Receivers, two to the left and two to the right. Quarterback is back to throw. Looking downfield. Hit and sacked back at the 48-yard line. The Raven defense bouncing out on the field as there was just no hope for Gavin Watts. He retreats to set in the pocket, and there was no pocket. The Ravens were on him so quickly, he had no chance to even just chuck the ball out of there. And BC will bring its offense out of the field for the final couple of snaps this afternoon. You're going to get Kate Austin coming out to take those snaps. I cannot imagine he's going to do anything except take a knee. Right behind him for Benedictine in the running back spot, you're going to have Jonah Roberts. They're not going to go to the diamond. Jonah's going to go to a running back spot. Quarterback is going to play it out of the pistol. So the Ravens are not just going to fall on this with a minute 15 to go. Motion's going to go over to the left side. QB will hand off, wrap around, but before the snap, false start Ravens. The plan was to put that ball in the hands of Jonah Roberts, who just rambled on that long touchdown run a moment ago. Well, we'll see if they decide to go right back to that same well or not. The CMU fans packing up their blankets and hoodies and meandering toward the parking lot here. First and 15, Benedictine at its own 41. With a minute 13 left. Motion will go over to the left side. Ravens are going to stop with that on the wing. QB is going to turn around, hand off again to Jonah. He will accelerate into the middle, and this time with no blocking in front of him. He runs right into a great big old white jerseyed lineman, and there's not going to be much room for him in the middle there as Myron Page Jr. Myron out of Honolulu, Hawaii. 6'2", sophomore. Second down. 13, and the Ravens are going to have to snap this thing one more time. Game clock at 45, play clock at 18. And will they go to the diamond? Quarterback taking plenty of time. Caden Austin going to bring Jonah up on his left hand. Second down call. Motion will go over to the right side. It's going to be Court Mattson out there on senior day. Here's Jonah. Goes into the middle. cuts against the grain, gets to the 50, and that's going to do it. Your final score this afternoon from Amelia Earhart Stadium in Atchison, Kansas on Senior Day 2024, Benedictine Ravens 49, Central Methodist 10, and we'll be back here at Wilcox Stadium to sum it all up for you right after this.
Knotty Pine Oil is proud to announce the pumps are now open on Old 75 south of Holton. Member agreements are available in the office. The pumps are accessible 24/7, offering premium 91 octane, 87 octane with ethanol, diet and clear diesel, as well as DEF. Knotty Pine is back to their old roots as 82 years later, they honor what Grandpa Fletcher started. Visit them anytime for high-quality fuel products and enjoy the convenience of the new location, just south of Holton on Old 75 Highway.
KAIR-FM, Horton, Atchison.
Kick off the new season with a visit to an old friend, Mueller's Locker Room. Since 1988, Mueller's has been Atchison's original sports bar and grill, serving up great food, cold beer, and all your favorite spirits. Whether you're hanging out in the dugout or relaxing on the deck, Mueller's is the place to be. Locally owned and operated, it's been the hot spot for good times for over 30 years. Mueller's Locker Room, 120 South 2nd in Atchison, your sports bar for all seasons.
Well, coming into the ballgame this afternoon, what Benedictine really needed, okay, was just a good, solid performance, not overlooking an opponent who has not had a lot of success this season, taking care of what they can take care of, win the game, move on the next week. Ravens check that, did all the things that they wanted to do, and they started off pretty quickly in the ballgame. And while they did not score on their first possession of the game, they still scored pretty quickly. It was on their second possession of the game that Dalton Witherspoon went in from 4 yards out. Central Methodist got their first 3 points early in the opening quarter. But then on the very next play, it was Jackson Dooley hitting Joseph Longapuyana on a 72-yard pass. That was a one-play drive. And after that, Ravens went up 14-0, and the race was on. Following that, a defensive touchdown for Benedictine. And again, I am going to credit Joey Abrams with blocking a punt and Abram Phillips with covering it up in the end zone for a Ravens special teams touchdown. Jay Sean went in from 5 yards out. Jackson Dooley from 7 yards. Tyler Watson, a 19-yard pass from Jackson. And Jonah Roberts with a break to the outside, 66-yard sprint to the end zone. And Benedictine dominated. Any way you want to look at the stats, BC running away with this game. And for Coach Osborne's team, they are now 8-2 on the season, 4-1 in the conference. Central Methodist will go to 1-9 and 1-4. Before we get away, I want to take a quick look at how things are going down in Olathe, because that is important. Baker continues to lead with a minute 48 to go in the game. Raven fans, they're not accustomed to being a Baker fan, but they may be pulling for Baker right now. A Baker win would give Benedictine, again, just exactly like last year, the three-way tie for the championship in the Hart South. It's Baker 17, Mid-America 14 with a minute 48 to go in Olathe. We'll keep you posted on that and all and. We'll be back with the Ravens next Saturday in Fulton, Missouri, as they go to William Woods for the season, regular season finale. More sports Wednesday. We will have Benedictine basketball. Conference season will begin. Ravens will be in Nebraska at Peru State. Ladies game 5:30, guys game 7:30. Hoops Wednesday here on CARE. That's about all we can do. Raven fans out of the field enjoying this one on Senior Day. A beautiful afternoon. Final score, Benedictine 49, Central Methodist 10. And until we greet you next time, for our man Joseph handling it in the CARE Sports Studio. Joseph, great recovery. Well done. Everything's good. Tomcats here at Wilcox Stadium. So long, everybody.
Thanks for listening to Benedictine Raven Football on your local sports authority, KAIR 93.7 FM, part of the MSC Radio Network. Streaming free on the MSC Radio app and online at mscsports.net.